Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
And we're back!
What day is this?
It's Wednesday!
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
We need more laughs on the show.
What are you talking about?
These guys are hilarious. They do so much funny stuff.
Hilarious! Hello?
It's the hardest thing I'll ever have to know.
I honestly have never heard this before. I've been complaining about 98 Degrees and then I realized I don't know a single 98 Degrees song.
I'll ever have to do.
Nope. That was a cover of a country song.
I don't know
this at all.
After the rain.
What about Backstreet's Back? Is that 98 Degrees?
Skip in Dex's step.
Oh man, I think this is the one. This isn't Casey and JoJo?
Funny, believe me.
So how are your Wednesdays?
Sorry, I'm having trouble waking up.
It's Wednesday, everybody!
It's showtime!
And breathe. Keep training. You'll get it. Itch, knee, song, she. Come on, everybody, train karate.
I'm doing it.
I don't know where you find this stuff.
Come on, everybody,
it's called the interwebs. What do they know?
I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but I've trained karate from coast to coast.
Karate. Train your body.
I've done the kung fu, the show and roo. I even did a little jujitsu.
Karate. Train your body.
It's a video from 1994.
Nice rock and rap song.
Yeah, someone decided to make a sweet karate video for their dojo back in 1994. This is for real.
Karate.
I love it.
Train your body.
Train your body.
Come on, everybody, train.
Good morning, Starmy. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Not only can you laugh and get entertained, but you can get your aerobic exercise.
So I'm doing it right now.
6:04. Good morning.
Are you ready?
I have no fear.
High today of 102.
Oh man.
I never have to fight, and I'll tell you why.
102.
I was hoping it would go down.
It's going the opposite direction, my friends.
That stinks.
Was that for real yesterday? What Birga sent us?
Yeah.
Was that for real?
Yeah.
165 degrees.
Now, we got to remember that's like in a completely different land.
In the Middle East, right?
I didn't know that it ever got that hot anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, Iran City. Suffocating heat. You can suffocate.
Where was that at?
From
that
heat. Iran.
Iran? 165 degrees.
In the city of Bandar Mashahara. Yeah.
That's insane.
Factoring the humidity, 165 degrees, 74 degrees Celsius.
I wonder what that feels like.
Yeah. Second highest level that's ever been reported, like on Earth.
Ooh, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You know what? I have experienced something like that before. My brother has, they have a body shop, and they have a little paint booth.
Yeah.
And when you're ready to paint the car, you put it in the paint booth, and you turn the temperature up so it'll dry. It, cooks the car, the paint. And I remember him turning it up into the high 100s to see what it felt like. And it was, you'd die if you...
I don't want
it. If you stayed outside and that.
Yeah.
I'm not about that life.
Well, here's how it works. Because I'm like, how is this possible? It registered 115 degrees outside. So you're like, oh, well, Phoenix got up to I was in Phoenix once, it was 120.
Yeah.
But in order to achieve this heat index, here's what happens. It registers 115 degrees with a dew point temperature of 90. Wow.
There you go.
90. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So I guess what happens is this city sits adjacent to the Persian Gulf in southwest Iran, where water temperatures are in the 90s.
Hmm.
So then these high water temperatures get hit with the wind that blows off this water, And so between the humidity,
man, 90 degrees, that's jacuzzi temperatures.
Right, right.
It's rocking.
So you
that's
got,
hot.
You got those,
fresh out of the toaster oven hot.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm checking out some stuff here. Okay, yeah. Okay, the dew point in Tupelo, Mississippi today is 72.
Okay.
Now that is hot.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's just that humidity stuff.
Yep.
Mm. Except there, it's hellish humidity.
Goodness. Mm. Pray for those over there.
Yeah.
Over there.
Make sure you guys are hydrating. It's very important.
Tell them, Dex.
The highest known heat index ever.
Ever.
2 million.
Was
degrees.
Observed in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
July 8th, 2003. 178 degrees.
Come on.
So heat index is like wind chill.
That's everything.
It's
yeah.
the opposite.
Yeah.
Wind chill is how cold it feels. Heat index is how hot.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Montana. That wind chill would hit. Oh, gosh.
Check it out. I just saw a map on weatherchannel.com, and parts of Montana are supposed to experience much above average temperatures this summer.
Oh, man. Global warming, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's a heat wave. There's a heat wave
heat
going
wave!
On.
Tropical island in the sun.
Thanks, buddy.
Live line is open, 585-LIVE. That's where you can text us. You can call us as well, 338-3700. Loving hearing you guys on the show.
Yeah.
Love it. We have a huge show this morning.
Astronomical.
A couple guests. A few, actually, three guests this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, we have a few.
Coming up at 7:30-ish, 7:20-ish, a man by the name of David from an organization called Love Helps Kids. They're doing something great this weekend, this Saturday. Oh, fashion show. So we'll talk to him.
Yeah.
If you haven't made plans this Saturday evening, check out this little fashion show that they're putting on for the kids. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. And in typical me fashion, I book only the best of the best.
Oh, boy. Who'd you book today?
Huge fan of the WWE, as you guys well know. Take my kids to such events and whatnot.
Yeah.
There are superstars and there are divas, my friend. And one of the best. Her name is Kelly Kelly.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. She's an American model. Best known as a WWE diva.
What?
That's her theme song.
Why did you?
No, it gets better. Check this out. This is Kelly Kelly in action.
We all know who you are, Vicky. You're the one trying to destroy my character. The one who goes through all my stuff in the locker room constantly in my personal life.
Whoa.
Right? Of it.
Yeah!
Kelly!
Stand up there.
Come on, Kelly!
You said maybe you should fire me? Well, maybe I should quit!
Yeah!
Wait,
why would you quit? Why would you quit your job?
I'm glad she quit.
Why would you do that?
She's pretty smart.
Yeah, she's from Jacksonville, Florida.
Man, soap opera. That's some drama right there.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. There you go.
We got WWE diva Kelly Kelly at 8 a.m.
But check this out. Born to a Jewish father and a born-again Christian mother.
No kidding. We'll
talk a little bit about that. Oh, okay. Snap! Bringing it with the WWE.
She's married to a Canadian former professional ice hockey defenseman who played 13 seasons in the National Hockey League for the New Jersey Devils, the Montreal Canadiens, the Edmonton Oilers, the Dallas Stars, and the Anaheim Ducks.
Cool.
Yes.
Who else did you book, Steve-O?
I know Dex.
No work makes me a happy girl.
Yeah, Dex is no stranger to this show.
No, I don't watch.
He
this
loves Wait, did we the book Real Housewives one? Of New York City, and I was like, "How can I not?
Did we book another one?
How can I not?
Did we really
book another housewife from New York?
I am a fan.
I thought
of
we were going to skip these.
Well, hey, well, I mean,
the last one was so magical. I mean, I don't know why he would want to. Want to skip that, Teo?
What?
Yeah, I mean,
magical.
It was very magical.
Yeah. So I may have booked Carol, Carol Razmazbanima. She is a diva.
Oh, let's find out what kind of drama is happening over at the New York City Housewives.
The word on the street is that you had What Remains ghostwritten by Bill, the big guy from The Atlantic.
Aviva, you don't know what you're talking about. You went through three writers.
Carol can't get beyond the gossip and the probing to understand that she just simply wasn't supportive. And she just simply wasn't kind.
Believe me, your own publishing.
You're yelling.
I don't care.
You're yelling.
Your own.
She was yelling.
Okay.
That's some good stuff.
It didn't sound like anybody.
That is some good stuff.
She identifies herself as Roman Catholic.
Just bringing the heat with these interviews.
You know, last time we had, I don't know who we had on from The Real Housewives of New York City.
How can you not remember?
People freaked out. Some of the Starmy was freaking out.
They did. They admitted it was a guilty pleasure show for them.
Yeah. I watch Orange County and Beverly Hills.
Listen, okay.
I finished The OC.
Oh, nice.
Yeah?
Yesterday. Kind of made me sad.
Let's check in.
Cohen, you should invite the girl from Saturday Night. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. She totally pulled a Houdini on you.
Oh, right. You must be talking about Lindsay, not Alex, the one I made out with.
Oh. See, they broke up, though. They were on a break.
No, see,
they were on a break.
That's the thing with Alex, though. Alex was played by Olivia Wilde. And did you guys know that Olivia Wilde was almost Marissa?
No, what?
It came down to Misha Barton.
No way.
And Olivia Wilde.
You gotta be kidding me.
They picked Misha Barton because of her eyes.
What?
Yep. She seemed tortured in her eyes.
The OC. Netflix. Came out in what? Early 2000s?
Early 2000s, guys.
Never seen it.
I finished it. I realized I had never finished it. I guess I had seen through season 3 and never the final season.
Yeah.
And so I finished it yesterday. It ended well.
Don't listen to this show if you are not a fan of spoilers, okay? Because we like to spoil it for you.
I can't believe that they literally just they killed off the entire Cohen family.
Here's how I'm going to redeem this Real Housewives interview, okay? Yeah. Carol is different, okay? She's not going to be lying in a 4-post bed.
That's right.
With her poodle, okay?
She used to be a Jordache model.
Uh-huh. She was also... An intern started her career at ABC. She worked for Peter Jennings. She was stationed in Israel during the war in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Like, she has seen some crazy things.
She was a journalist, huh?
She used to write for Glamour magazine. She had a monthly column called Lunch Date where she would take out different people on a lunch date and then write about it. Rudy Giuliani, Antonio Banderas, Rachel Weisz, Alec Baldwin.
This could be interesting.
Dude, she worked for Peter Jennings. I mean, come on.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's impressive.
So, not only that, like, personal life, she is from New York. Her husband was the only son of Stanazamanaba, whatever, younger sister of Jackie Kennedy.
Wow.
So she's like, you know, not related but related to JFK and kind of grew up. Like, this girl's got a story.
She's got a good story.
Now she's not in Real Housewives of New York City.
Well, she still is, though, right?
She needs a hobby. Everybody needs a hobby.
Exactly.
You know, she's trying to stay back on the top of the game.
She spent 6 weeks in Kandahar embedded with an infantry unit of the 101st Airborne Division.
No way.
How do you go from that to the New Housewives?
I'm telling you. Yes. There you go. That's it. So maybe this is what happens when Lois Lane retires, Teo. This is it.
Yeah.
This is where Lois Lane goes when she retires.
No, this is not where she goes. We know where she goes. She and Superman get married. They have a kid, and she becomes a ghost writing author.
So mock all you guys want. I book only the best.
We've been just talking about this for 10 minutes trying to sell the Starmy on.
Because we know that the Starmy is not sold.
Whatever. They're stoked on Carol Razmazov.
Yeah, because yesterday, if you heard our interview with Lynn Whitfield, oof.
Yeah, that was hard hitting.
Yeah, we'll give you a little sample of that interview coming up this morning.
Man, that was an interview for the ages.
Man, you won't.
This
ever.
Girl's got an MBA from New York University.
Yeah, you know, hey, just
I've
stop.
Got an MBA
you
on
don't
my
have
TV.
To sell me anymore. She's a journalist. She's a housewife. I'm sold, man. Oh, thanks for holding.
That's a hold sound.
That was
weird. They were holding 338-3700. Let's see. So we got some guests this morning.
Yeah.
We have an Olympic update because things are not very very good down in Rio.
Things aren't going gold right now. Not even bronze.
Or love bronze. I believe he's staying away from the Olympics.
Yeah, I heard that too.
A lot of people are. Yeah.
And he might not even be staying in Cleveland.
Oh,
did you guys read all that speculation?
Yeah, no! Miami. He might be going back to
Miami.
He
might go to the Lakers.
Yeah!
I would buy that jersey, my friend.
Wait a second. You just ordered a Cavs jersey.
Yeah, but it's really about Bron.
What?
I want him to win one with every team.
That's good.
Next up, Toronto Raptors.
I'll buy that one because of the dinosaur and the purple.
Oh, man. Yes. Oh, Bron.
We got an update on the Licky Brush.
Update.
What?
The Licky Brush. That's what I bought to help out Beans and Panda.
You know how they didn't have an ad or a commercial? It was just the YouTube video with no sound, but it was the guy with the Licky Brush licking his cat. Well, they finally came up with an ad. They have a commercial. And Jimmy Kimmel last night actually talked to the people from the Licky Brush. I thought it would be funny and we could play, because we did a little commercial for them and they didn't accept it.
Did you guys make a commercial?
Well, yeah, and I sent it to them and they didn't like it or appreciate it.
You should have let a cat owner be a part of that.
You're probably right. Yeah. We got a new beauty trend this morning. You guys will be pretty surprised what that is.
I saw that. That's weird.
Yeah, what is going on?
That is very surprising.
Sign of the times. Oh, and one of my favorite things to do. America's Got Talent.
Back
we
for
will
more?
Discuss last night's episode of AGT, Steve-O's favorite thing we do.
He loves it.
It was a good one last night.
The Starmie loves it. They always chime in.
Simon hit the golden buzzer.
Wait,
Simon,
what does that mean?
I tell you guys what that means every
week. That means they get to go to the
to
final whatever automatic
$10,000 and they go straight home.
No, I don't think they get any money, no. They go straight
him
to the live
punch
show.
Punch him over there. Just give him a good punch right there on his knee.
And it rains gold glitter.
Oh.
We watched it. We watched it happen for that other person, the Frank Sinatra guy.
Yep.
Who hit the one for him, the model?
Heidi Klum.
She went boom. Heidi Klum went boom, and then gold rained from the heavens.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Good. Hey, there for a minute, I was the guy that was on hold.
Yeah.
I thought you guys had Lynn on again this morning. I was on hold for a long time.
Somewhere she's still talking. Somewhere
man.
In this place.
Sorry. Oh, man. We were discussing.
I didn't know the rules.
We were discussing what was happening on the show this morning. We were trying to sell you guys on these interviews. So sorry about that, sir.
No, I heard Lynn like the last 70 minutes of Lynn.
You loved it.
Oh, man.
It was your favorite thing.
Yeah.
What?
It was your favorite interview.
No. It was okay, but she had an agenda, obviously.
Sure.
So people with agendas are kind of out there, and it's nice to see you guys talk about it. But, you know, my dad said if he didn't have anything good to say, he probably shouldn't say anything.
Mm.
So it was a little bit hurtful, but I didn't hear the whole thing, so I couldn't say the whole thing. But you guys' show is just phenomenal, and I love to listen to it. But I did hear the S word a couple of times. I guess you guys are trying to not say that anymore.
Why? What? Huh?
We would
never say that, sir.
No, not the S-H, but the S-U.
So,
sobriety.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't
sobriety.
Say that anymore.
Yeah, sobriety.
We don't say that anymore.
Yeah.
But listen, I have a lot of friends that say a lot worse than that. Mm-hmm. But if you can reach them, that's the whole platform, right? Mm. That's giving you a platform to reach people.
But I promise you, sir, I will reach them without saying that word.
Yeah, that's really
my
only,
job depends
really
on
only
it.
Really, only one person here on the show that really needs to. I'm not going to throw out names or anything.
Yeah, It's the S word.
Oh, it's the other S word.
Yeah. That's what they call me.
But I sit around and talk to people that text while I'm talking to them. And they text and text. But you can't ever have a conversation.
Yeah.
So to listen to you guys have a conversation is refreshing.
Thanks.
Right, especially when it centers around God. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, man. Bye. Thanks, love you, man. That's good stuff.
That was
just encouragement.
Speaking of encouragement, somebody in Vegas just encouraged us to get Bron Bron for an interview. Oh,
we can make that
totally
happen.
Easy.
You can tell.
Sure.
You can be like, I've bought totally every easy. Jersey from
Listen,
every team
Bron,
you've
Bron.
Been on, Bron Bron. I'm your biggest fan.
Huge fan as of last week.
That's an interesting question. Is it better to have team loyalty or player loyalty?
Depends on who you talk to. And I think it's different for us here in Albuquerque because we don't have a team.
You got the Isotopes.
If we had...
You got the Sharks.
Okay. You guys need to stop.
You got the Heat, right? Isn't there the
if
Heat?
If we had a team, it would be city
or
loyalty.
Or the Soul. The Soul. We got the Soul.
No. Usually it's city loyalty.
We got the ABQ Elite.
Now, I will say, I've been an Angels fan for most of my life. And so, for me, the Angels are... I mean, that's it. It's not like a person. It's the team, the
Who
Angels.
What is that?
Yeah, baseball. So
they were a Disney movie.
So I do have team loyalty in that regard, but I think a lot of times here, it's difficult to say, oh, well, I'm a fan, because if you're from somewhere where there are no teams, you start liking a team because of a player, not because, oh, I grew up in New York, so I'm a Yankees fan, or, you know, I grew up in Tejas, so I'm a Rangers fan, or whatever it is. So
Cowboys.
I think it definitely varies, you know. And here, it's so eclectic because there's so many people who started, like, I grew up a Bulls fan because of Michael Jordan.
Well, I don't know. I think here, it's mostly Dallas or Broncos.
Yeah, Dallas or Broncos.
Regional, because that's all who was on TV, so that's who they watch.
Well, they're the growing closest. Up. They're the closest to us.
No, not really.
Who?
The Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Arizona Cardinals are closer than both of those cities.
Yeah, but that's Phoenix. Okay. Why would anybody like that? Why would anybody like that?
I'm just proving my point!
No.
You know, I think a lot of people
move here from Texas, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So they bring that loyalty with them.
But growing up, there wasn't like crazy satellite TV where you could watch every team. You watched the Broncos and you watched the Cowboys. That's it. That's all that was on TV. So a lot of people are like Cowboys or Broncos fan for that reason. So,
and a lot of people just take what their parents gave them when it comes to sports.
Yeah.
Sports are like a family thing.
Truth.
Landon Traitor.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a Warrior fan now.
See, my kids like the Denver Nuggets because the Nuggets. Yeah, the Nugs, because they're right up north. And I used to follow the Nuggets because Allen Iverson was there. And so that's kind of, you know.
But where did he go?
He's retired.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you follow their retirement home now?
Yeah. Now I follow his rap career.
Okay.
He has a rap career? No, he's got a rap sheet.
Yeah, he's broke.
Ah! Yeah.
All right, let's move on here. Today is June 22nd, the year 2016. How old is our friend? We can call him friend. Donald Faison.
It's Donald Faison.
Faison.
And if you missed that interview, catch our podcast, because that was
fun. Scrubs, man.
I made him laugh.
Yeah.
Faison.
How old is he today?
I saw it, so I can't guess.
Quit looking.
40.
42.
Ah!
Carson Daly.
45.
39.
43.
Mm.
Dang.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I need that.
Well, I figured if Faison was 42, he had to be.
Yeah, I hear you. Cyndi Lauper.
Oh!
Girls, they want to have fun.
How old is she?
60. I shot high on that one.
57.
63.
Whoa. Nice. I did not shoot high.
Nah, she's old. Dirter than I thought.
In case she's listening.
I think we have a lot of people in the 50 to 60 range that would have been like, hey!
Hey!
53 years ago, in 1963, the Safari's Wipeout was released.
Wow. I was a wee lad. I remember it well.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
I wasn't born.
No.
Yet.
No. You
not at all.
You
weren't born.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1984 on this day.
So you okay? Can you go on?
Get him a body bag! Yeah!
All right. Oh. Warning for illegal contact to the knee.
Daniel.
Finish him! Danielson! Persevere, Danielson!
The Karate Kid!
I remember seeing that in the movie theater. I do.
Wax on, wax off.
That's right, Mr. Miyagi.
I was one.
Wow.
Actually, I wasn't even one yet.
I remember seeing that in the movie theater.
Yep. 1984, Karate Kid was released. And 8 years ago on this day in 2008, comedian George Carlin died of heart failure.
Oh, wow.
He was 71.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Just ended on a high note.
Yeah.
Boom.
Gosh.
All right. Huge show this morning, guys. Ginormous. When we come back, we'll check the roads out there. Drive safe this morning. Make sure you're hydrating.
Yeah.
It's going to be warm today.
Slightly.
Teo's got headlines. Hang out with us.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton was in Ohio giving a speech on the economy and calling Donald Trump dangerous.
Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
As she was speaking, Trump's Twitter timeline was blowing up.
The Trump team has put out a flurry of so-called white paper statements attacking Hillary Clinton, hammering her economic policies, her temperament, even accusing her of laundering money.
Case closed against Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps. Maryland officials say the swimmer has completed his probation for drunk driving.
In Los Angeles, two wildfires continue burning.
The American Bar Association has given Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland its highest rating.
The International Olympic Committee and World Sporting Federations held a summit in Switzerland to discuss athletes and doping.
There was a terror scare in Belgium 3 months after a deadly airport and subway bombing in Brussels. The all clear was given when it turned out the man, now in custody, had cookies and salt, not a bomb.
Hello. Good morning. 637.
High today of 102.
You know, just 102.
Traffic. Nothing traffic crazy anything happening right now. It's too early. You guys be careful when you're getting out there this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Brought to you by Solomon Sports right here at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Breakfast burritos, coffee, friends. Big show today from the WWE, Kelly. She'll be on with us at 8 a.m. From the Real Housewives of New York City, Carol Radziwill. She's a journalist. Can I just take out the Real Housewives of New York and put journalist Carol Radziwill?
Yeah.
Is she still a journalist?
Well, we're going to find out today. She's an author. That's currently what she's doing.
Yeah, and from a great organization, Love Helps Kids, we'll have David on. They're doing something great for the kids on Saturday evening. Give you all the details coming up, 7 o'clock out. Tail, you always have amazing headlines.
It's because you put them together.
Nah, that's not true.
Some dog head fire evacuees have begun to return home. The fire is 61% contained. Some residents of Torrance and Bernalillo counties who were forced to evacuate their homes because of the dog head fire returned to their properties Tuesday morning as authorities eased some evacuation orders. More are set to return today.
Man, you guys, not only do you need to hydrate during the summertime, what else do you need to do? You need to be careful of this.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it?
Sweating.
No.
You don't want to sweat because you lose the water you drink.
No.
throwing your cigarette butts out.
The, you know what? That's a good one. That starts fires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fireworks.
What were you going to say?
Fireworks.
Oh, fireworks.
Fireworks.
Wait, I mean, everybody knows that.
Matches. Hey,
matches.
Be careful with matches.
Who
kids.
Has matches anymore? Do they have matches?
Yes.
Do they still
yes.
make they matches?
Yes, they do.
They do.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
When the last time you guys saw a match?
I use matches every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
In the bathroom. You go,
weird. Really?
Yeah.
Have you never used them in the bathroom? I don't do that every day.
Box of matches.
But you've never heard of that?
No. Why? Because the sulfur?
It gets rid of the smell.
Oh. I never knew.
Yeah.
But that's safe because you're using matches inside, which is where you should be using them.
It's fun to throw them on the carpet.
Right.
Burn a hole
so
in the carpet.
So you don't start a forest fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, this, it's such a hot summer.
It is.
And we wanted to team up with a new organization. Okay. This organization is in the wilderness.
Nice.
They're not human. They're actually animals. Some would say they're pesky little rodents, is what I call them. But we teamed up with them because they know a few things about wildfires.
And now, a public service announcement from Summer Squirrel.
Hey, kids! Only you can prevent brush fires!
Oh, really, Summer Squirrel? And how would they do that?
Don't give matches to a squirrel.
And?
Don't set things on fire.
Uh-huh. And?
Don't play with lava.
No kids play with lava.
I don't know. Leave me alone. What are you trying to do?
That was a public service announcement from Summer Squirrel.
Appreciate that, Summer Squirrel. And Moose.
Is. Look at me.
What? We're teaming up. Hey, man. Public service announcements. We have to be doing them every hour.
This morning I went in there to get coffee, and I walked back in, and I saw the door close, and so I leaned close, and I heard, this was a from Summer Squirrel, and I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, Summer Squirrel had to come in. And
so I went back and got my coffee, and then I thought, they'll never know that I heard them making that.
I just popped my pants. My button just broke from laughing.
Man,
I just literally busted a gut.
Where's your belt at?
I don't know what to do.
Man.
That just happened.
Wear a belt.
My button just popped.
That's good. There's a life hack. Just
laughing from Summer Squirrel.
You need to get a paper clip.
Yeah.
And go.
Safety pin or a paper clip.
It's like I'm standing.
Stapler.
Not eating
stapler.
Today.
Yeah.
Cool.
Staple those things together.
Here, give me. Find a stapler. I'll do it for you.
Just okay.
Bam.
We got some glue. You can glue your pants.
Super
shut.
Glue it? Yeah. That
can
works.
I super glue the peg thing? I can't believe that. Yep. Nope. Oh.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Back to you, Tay.
Okay.
Perfect.
An Albuquerque church is on the hook for a generator worth thousands of dollars, even though the cost to rent it was just a couple hundred dollars. See what happened.
The question we shouldn't even have to ask, who would steal from a church? And this time it's a generator worth thousands the church is now on the hook for. Kasia Grigorchuk joins us with that story. And Kasia, they were just renting this thing, right?
Tessa, that's right. And if the generator doesn't turn up, the church has to come up with $15,000. Now, the theft was caught on surveillance, so church leaders are hoping someone in the community might have some answers.
I think even in our community, I think people are still surprised that someone would come on and steal from a church.
But unfortunately, that's exactly what happened Monday morning after a big Father's Day celebration at Legacy Church's East Campus in Albuquerque.
We rented a big generator to help us because we had a chili cook-off contest, so something fun for dads in the area.
Come Monday morning when it was time to return the generator, it was gone. Staff quickly realized what happened when they watched this surveillance video from around 5:30 a.m. that morning.
It's a black Ford F-150. Probably body type between 97 and 03. The windows are dark, unfortunately, so we can't see who's in there. But the paint job looks a little unique, like a little matted type finish, not real shiny or anything.
Yeah, they're offering $500 reward. Anybody that helps them locate that generator.
Man, sucks.
$15,000?
Yeah.
That's insane.
If you guys have any information, get in touch with the authorities. Here are five things you probably know can kill your gas mileage, but you might still do them anyway. I have to put some air in the tire this morning.
Yeah, that definitely.
Number one, speeding.
Yeah.
You probably know that, but it does mess with your gas mileage. Number two, driving aggressively, which often includes speeding.
Yeah, Albuquerque.
Here's another speeding-related one, flooring it when the light turns green.
Yeah.
Another speeding one, tailgating.
Mm.
And then one not so much speeding, driving with a ton of stuff in your car.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that can mess with your gas mileage.
Okay.
Just makes a ton sense. Of stuff. Yeah. Tons of stuff.
Can't give you guys rides anymore.
I've never asked for one.
It's just me. It's okay. I'll figure something out. I'll take an Uber.
It's just killing my gas mileage, man. It's okay. Kids too, man. No more with the kids. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. A new survey found 99% of people over 60 use the internet. 2/3 own a smartphone, 70% are on Facebook, and only 20% say they need a lot of help with technology. We're getting on our A game.
And I had to share with my friends on the internet webs.
Yeah. Oh, so mad.
Got some random facts for you. Will you play the random fact music?
Of course I will.
Thank you.
Let's see here.
That'll work. The base of the Great Pyramid of Giza is not a perfect square. The largest city in the world in terms of area, is Hulunbuir in China.
Oh, it's beautiful there.
Beautiful. Only 15% of the buildings in the United States with more than 13 stories actually have a 13th floor.
No kidding?
Yeah, dude.
Stay off the 13th floor.
I'm just a little stitious. There was never an iPhone 2. They went from the original iPhone right to the iPhone 3G.
Man.
And I read, too, that the new iPhone this year is not going to have a lot of new features. It's basically going to not have a headphone jack anymore, and it's going to have different colors.
Really?
Yeah, they're going straight to the lightning port thing for your headphones. So get ready to spend $50, $60 on some new headphone stuff, guys.
That
But
is
then
not
next
cool.
year is the 10th anniversary of the iPhone.
Are they going to replace the iPhone 10?
It's going to go all out.
Oh.
Apple just filed a patent for a wraparound screen.
I've seen that.
An entire phone that's a screen. The whole thing.
No.
The whole thing is a screen.
Because then what do you do for a case?
You don't need a case anymore.
You wrap it around your wrist?
No.
Yeah.
No, not like that.
That's the thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a slap bracelet phone?
Yeah, it folds.
Okay.
You're going to see.
This is stupid.
You're going to see the future next year.
That's pretty cool.
Wait. You will see the future next year, because it's the future.
And you guys doubt me all the time. We are so lucky social media wasn't around when we were kids to broadcast the dumb things that we did to the entire world. Unfortunately for children today, that is not the case. And firefighters have had to rescue a girl who was stuck in a Barney the Dinosaur head.
Oh, my goodness.
And thanks to smartphones and whatnot, we have the evidence.
I love you.
Okay.
You love me.
He is hurting my upper arms, and it took a long time to get these things big.
It's her upper arms.
Yeah, that's hers. The pictures are pretty good. Did I put a picture
no.
on there? I did. Scroll down. Right there. She's got the Barney head stuck on her.
Man, that's a good-looking Barney head.
It's hurting my upper arms.
15-year-old girl in Trussville, Alabama, named Darby, was hanging out with some friends at church on Sunday, and she saw Barney the Dinosaur costume lying around.
I love
okay.
you.
Apparently, the pastor had bought it a few years back. Well, she put on the head. She got stuck. She was trapped in that Barney head for 45 minutes.
Oh.
Until firefighters finally got it off of her.
Yeah, they had to use the jaws of life.
Quote, it hurt her upper arms.
Yeah, well, they didn't really have to use the jaws of life. That was a bad joke.
I hope not. It's hard to navigate those Barney heads. That's the way it is. There was a bomb scare in Belgium yesterday morning. It turned out the guy's suicide belt was actually filled with cookies.
What?
This is a real thing. I heard about it yesterday. It said on that site I go to, it said that awkward moment when ISIS doesn't know whether or not to claim a suspected terrorist. And it's because this person had their suicide belt filled with, like, cookies or biscuits or something like that. Not an actual bomb. Have you ever Googled your symptoms when you're sick?
I've never done that.
I have.
I can't because Chrissy always thinks I'm dying. She'll Google it on WebMD, and then it's like, I got this. Well, oh, no, you don't.
Good news for Chrissy and for you. Google is changing the type of results that pop up, so you won't just find the worst possible diagnosis and assume that you are dying. Mm. They're going to change that algorithm.
That's good.
That is good.
I like that.
We got some Netflix additions that are coming in July.
Nice. Talk to me.
Oh!
What are they adding?
Back to the Future trilogy.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I'm down with that.
Bad Boys 2. Oh,
okay.
Batman the movie, 1966. Adam West.
Oh, cool.
What was it? I can't remember his name. Big Trouble in Little China, Blade 2, Gladiator, Lethal Weapon, Lethal Weapon 2, Lethal Weapon 3, and Lethal Weapon 4.
Wow.
It's the one I was looking for.
The quadrilogy. Cops in New York got a bunch of complaints about a guy blasting music from his van on Saturday. And now a photo of the van is going viral because that guy had over 50 speakers hooked up in the van.
Yeah.
And it was definitely getting noise complaints. That's ridiculous. Look at how many speakers that is.
Yeah, he was on Pimp My Ride back on MTV.
That's not...
We saw an article yesterday about what really happened on Pimp My Ride, and it was
hilarious. Gotta talk about that at some point.
Look at this, Steve-O. Did you see all those speakers?
Man!
Yeah.
All of those were in a van.
It's like my living room. When I was a kid, I was like, I'm going to be that dude in the recliner chair with his hair blowing back because of the sound, man.
I have never understood.
Memorex.
I've never understood that.
I haven't either.
My brother was all about it.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
I'd get into his car, and you couldn't even hear the music.
Yeah.
You could just feel your heart
jumping
out of your
chest. That's how it was in my buddy
Chris Nichols'
car.
I hate that. Yeah.
And then you would kind of hear something going.
Yeah.
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 A new survey found we won't turn off our phones on vacation because we want to be reachable at all times. We need the GPS, we need it to play music, and we want to post on social media. And Americans are more likely to read work emails on vacation than any other country.
Yeah. I hate it. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah, it's a good thing to put that phone down. When you're on vacation.
There is one American who will not read any work emails while he's on vacation. That person's name is Daniel Davidson.
Daniel Davidson.
He will not hesitate to send you work emails
while you're on vacation.
But he will never read anything on his phone.
Absolutely.
And then when you ask him about it, he says, you should just turn your phone on silent. It's like, no, you should not send me stuff.
That's true. That's the rule. I've always lived by that rule. When I go on vacation, I don't want to talk to you guys. I don't want you to try to call me.
I need a break.
Every day.
So when I come back, I'm refreshed.
Now.
I'm refreshed when I come back.
Yeah. I hear that. I don't know that that's ever happened for me.
I need to know when you're going to go so I can set aside some time to call you.
No idea.
I apologize already for when you inevitably go on vacation. It'll never happen here. You'll always get contacted.
I'll block you. I'm just going to block you guys.
Trust me.
It's because they call you and they're like, now, I know you're on vacation, but diligent service to the Lord. You need those TPS reports.
Yeah.
A woman in Canada called 911 last Friday because there wasn't enough cheese on her pizza.
Makes sense.
That's the last little bit of my news for now. Fail.
Big show today, Starmy. We got a WWE superstar on the show. We have a journalist.
And a Real Housewife in New York.
Yeah. We'll talk transgender this morning because some people are a little upset about this transgender team male who is beating all the girls in the track and field events.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You know who we need to ask about this?
Whom?
Kelly Kelly, the former WWE diva.
There you go.
Is she transgender?
No, but she's a female athlete, and so I wonder how she would have felt if a dude decided to join the WWE Diva Circuit.
Oh, that's a good
question. Wrestle the girls.
That's a good one, Steve-O.
America's you know, got lighthearted conversation today.
Yeah. America's Got Talent. We got the highlights this
morning.
That's
boy David right around the corner, too.
That's right. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back!
Good morning, Starmy. 7-Eleven.
Well, what? High today of 102. Traffic. Let's take a look at traffic. Nothing to report right now, you guys. Doing a good job. Oh, wait.
Oh, oh.
Yeah. I like that timing. Coors Boulevard south at Paseo del Norte, there is an accident. Watch out for that. Might cause some headaches on the west side this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic.
Man, big show today.
Giant.
Coming up at 8 a.m.
Huge.
8 a.m. from the WWE.
Kelly Kelly.
Hello. Yes, right. She's a diva. She's a WWE superstar.
Former.
Oh, she's not.
No, she hasn't been with the WWE since 2012, man. Get her right or pay the price.
Yeah,
she's got a new special coming out on the Hallmark Channel called Murder, She Wrestled.
Nope. That's
it exists in the same world as Murder, She Baked.
Uh-huh. She is on a new E! Entertainment reality show.
Oh. Tell them about that show, Steve.
What's that show called?
It's called WAGS. Wives and Girlfriends of Sports Stars.
Oh.
Yeah. Because she's
cool.
Married to a NHL hockey player.
Right on. That's a good booking right there.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah. I just knew.
Uh-huh.
Just knew that I knew. Hey, you know, we've already gotten Starmy members chiming in with questions for Kelly Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't oh, see? That.
So, real see questions.
Uh-huh.
Excited to talk to her.
Yep.
That's cool.
All right, that's at 8 a.m. What do we got coming up at about 8:30 this morning?
Carol Radziwill.
Yeah?
She is a real housewife
Gosh.
Of New York City.
Again?
Standard of quality just fell and fell and fell.
Yeah.
To be fair, man, this girl has a story, all right?
Oh.
You know,
everybody's got a story.
We tell people, We tell people that they're an individual, that mm-hmm. everyone has value.
Yeah.
And all you guys hear is Real Housewife of NYC, and you check out. Would it surprise you to know that she is like a award-winning journalist?
Mm.
Like award-winning.
What's that award?
Emmys.
Oh.
She's also won, hold on, let me just.
You know what?
Wait, no, real things, okay. Real things. She's won 3 Emmys. One for a story she produced on landmines in Cambodia. Oh, she also has a Peabody.
This is going to be awesome.
That's, you know, recognizing distinguished and meritorious public service by American radio and television standards. Mm. It's really like what we here like aspire to have. It's the Oscar of radio.
We'll never get one.
Cool. We will never have a Peabody. She has a Peabody, guys. Well, why? You ask? Because she was with the 101st Airborne Division embedded in Kandahar, you know, Afghanistan.
Life of a journalist.
She so before you mock my booking,
yeah,
Real Housewife.
Well, hold on a second, Steve-O. Let's take a little flashback for a second.
Oh, no.
The last time we had a Real Housewives of New York City on, this is what happened.
Good morning. Good. I'm here in the four-poster bed with the two poodles and the cat.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. And don't get me started on Lynn Whitfield.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? This is Caroline. All right?
This is Caroline.
Her name's Carol. Carol Radziwill. Okay. I should probably get it right before, mm-hmm. you know, the big interview. She's an American journalist, okay? Don't pigeonhole her as a reality.
She's not calling in about that.
Real Housewife.
She's calling in to talk about the latest episode of Real Housewives of New York City. And speaking of the Real Housewives of New York City, David is here. We know that him and his wife watch the Real Housewives of New York City. Right, David?
Dude, my wife literally just sent me the text She's saying she's the cool one.
See, oh, really? Carol's the cool one.
She's the cool
one. She said Carol. Look, Carol is the cool one.
There you go. Good. She's the cool one.
So there's all the credibility you guys need.
Yeah.
Listen, my wife says, can I call her Jess?
Yeah.
Listen, Jess. Thank you for that. It just made it. Made it cool.
If you could send us some questions, that'd be great.
Hey, you know what? She's a journalist, so if we don't come with our A game,
she'll ask
she
us
worked
questions.
With Peter Jennings. She won a Peabody.
Yeah, but the star me that loves the Real Housewives of New York City want to know about the show. They want to know about the drama, okay? Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to talk to her about this. I want to talk. She's done some serious things, and here she is, you know.
I think she'll appreciate that.
Known as this, you know, reality TV star on Real Housewives. Doesn't get enough credit.
Who's moving their mic? Is that you, David? Is that you? Who's that? You? Is that you, Steve-O?
No, Steve-O.
Steve-O.
Huh?
Stop doing that.
It's me. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm like, obviously it's not me. I am a journalist. No, it's me. Yeah.
Oh, man. Is my mic on?
It's me.
Are your headphones plugged in?
David is here.
Oh, yeah, here.
And he is from an amazing organization. Love Helps Kids.
Oh my gosh, blow my
He's
ears.
Back because Saturday evening, Love Helps Kids doing something really cool.
Yeah, talk about what we're going to be out there broadcasting live, hanging out. So
in your tights, right?
I mean,
I brought you tights.
We do have tights.
Yep, they're here.
We do have tights.
Yeah,
you guys absolutely
pretty much
don't need.
I found like a cool shirt. It's kind of like tights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's like a sports.
But yeah, man, you guys are going to be out, and it should be a fun event, guys. We're getting super pumped. My whole team, as like any event does, like everything seems to happen and come together in like the last couple weeks.
Right.
And so we're half like freaking out and half just super pumped.
Yeah,
because we're like finding out actually how many children we're going to have at the event that are actually going to be walking, because some of these kids, like, they're in treatment.
Right.
So we don't know whether they're going to be there or not. So we're finding out exactly how many we're going to have, but it should be a lot of fun.
Let's talk real quick about Love Helps Kids. What is that all about?
Yeah, so it actually started with Casey Helps Kids. Casey is this young woman. She's 23, and she's had cancer like her entire life, four times. She was just re-diagnosed like in the last couple months. But over the last 8 years, she had developed an organization called Casey Helps Kids in Florida, where she just started like gathering teddy bears and giving them to the kids in the hospitals, because she knows like how rough and crappy the situation can be for like kids going through treatment. And then she's like, hey, I can actually raise some money and help the families out, because it's not cheap to have cancer as a kid,
right? Yeah.
And so she started raising funding and awareness, and now this year she's like, hey, I want to go across the nation and do like events all across the nation. And so we're just putting on the Albuquerque event, and so it's Casey Helps Kids is the organization, and Love Helps Kids is the event. So we're doing the Love Helps Kids ABQ event. So it's going to be a fashion show where we're having all these kids that have been diagnosed with cancer here in New Mexico dress up as their favorite superhero or princess and come in and walk in a fashion show at the museum. And that's what's super cool about this, is it's not just like an event where it's going to, you know, you're going to come and watch a fashion show, but you can come, you can bring your family, you can see the museum, you can see the exhibits, you can get some food. And on top of that, you're supporting a super great cause.
So cool.
Super great cause.
Yeah. Super.
Superheroes. Are you calling your team the Avengers because you're putting on an event and you've got a team, assembled.
I just made the lanyards. Why didn't you tell me that earlier? I could have actually put that on the lanyards.
I blew it. Avengers.
People out there that are putting on events, you need to book Steve-O
a couple
months beforehand, because he's brilliant when it comes to stuff like that. Teo and Steve-O both.
When it comes to puns?
Yes. Teo.
That's actually kind of terrifying. I'm looking at, Mateo has it up on his page, and it's our webpage, and it says 3 days.
3 days, man.
When we first built this thing, it was like 67 days. And you're like, so far away. Who cares?
Yeah.
Not 3 days.
3 days,
away.
Man. 3 days we will be out there, and we're going to be there broadcasting live, hanging out, and getting ready for this. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit last time. When was the last time you guys went to the Natural History Museum? Have you been there recently?
I have not been in years.
Dude, okay, so the last time I went, I was, you know, probably 10. I was a child, right? You go, and you turn into a kid again. Mm. You see these dinosaur bones that are, you know, 40 feet high, and you're just like, what?
love dinosaurs looking at, so much.
Dude,
is it weird to look at them now as a grown up knowing that they're fabricated by humans and that it's a lie?
Okay. What? Damn, are you? To that. That's,
you
that's
just...
not real. That's...
To all the children out there, that was a disclaimer. Steve-O
what?
Is lying.
Those are real bones.
Yeah, those are yeah,
tell, God created them.
Tell that to Stan, the T-Rex in the lobby. Yeah, tell that to Stan.
Yeah. I know. Hey, I grew up in Montana, Rocky Mountains, and in Bozeman, Montana, they had Museum of the Rockies,
okay.
which is one of the world's best dinosaur museums, because in Montana, that's where they find the T-Rex, and they find like, mm-hmm. all the great dinosaurs that you love, and so they have them all there.
So do they ship them to the other places?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's like all the museums can say, thank you, Montana, for Stan.
Yeah.
Our T-Rex.
Right.
Yeah.
T-Rex. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing better than walking into a museum and seeing this ginormous, used to be animal, you know, that... Yeah. It's
kind of freaky too. Can you imagine? Like, so I don't know if you guys do this. My brain is just like, so what if this thing was real?
Right.
Like, what if there were actually like meat and muscle on the thing? Yeah. I would be terrified. Yeah. Can you imagine? And then you see all like the really creepy, like crawly ones. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad I live now, not back then. I would have been dino lunch for sure.
Yeah, right.
Do they still have the elevator? Do you remember when you were a kid and you rode the like elevator back in time to the Jurassic period and all the different periods? And
that's pretty cool.
Come on, guys, you don't remember?
That's pretty cool.
You get in the elevator and that's like, we're going back in time, but ooh, really, I do we're remember not that. Moving. Welcome to the Jurassic period. Oh no, there's a dinosaur. Oh.
Does it move too, or are you just doing that to?
No, it moved. That was but, you know what I mean? Yeah. You didn't really go anywhere, but like you could see the wall. You know, it had that like rolling wall. You know, and then you'd land in different time periods. Come on, or like the weird kaleidoscopy pictures. You had to walk around with like this. This, I don't know, viewers so that you could see all their pictures in color.
Yeah, now you have iPads.
Am I the only one that was at the Natural History Museum like every day? Yeah. When I was a kid, seriously.
You're the only one that grew up here.
Yeah, that's true.
I just had a friend that came back from Washington, and she was like, yeah, we went and we saw all these museums. And I guess they're doing this thing now where you put in your headphones, and this is old technology, but hear me out. They'll walk past all these venues, and the venue will... It's an interactive display, so it'll go up. But then the headphones will actually like... You know, let you hear what's...
Yeah.
So it's crazy. So you're walking past... I think it was, like, the music museum or something. And so they're walking back all, you know, through all these different, like, music time periods and music starts
That's
playing.
That's pretty cool.
I was like, can you imagine if they had that for the dinosaurs?
I know.
You walk past, like... that would be incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. So Saturday, make plans... Get the family together and get down there and give all the details one more time.
Yeah, so this Saturday, June 25th at the Natural History Museum, it's going to be from 5 to 8. So get there at 5, doors open at 5. From 5 to 6, we're going to have an open museum. You can go, you can get your Chick-fil-A, eat, see the museum. 6 is when the fashion show starts, and then after the fashion show is over, you have about another hour to check out the museum.
I just got word from the Starmy. Good morning, fellas. Steve-O, the museum still has the elevator.
Oh,
somebody else chimed in and said, hey, yes, they still have it, but the video and audio don't match anymore. Dude, that's it was good. From like when I was a kid. Little kid, just this cool elevator that took you back in time.
That's pretty
cool. I was really bummed when I walked out of the elevator and it's like, nope, still here. Yeah. Cool, man. All right.
Thanks for coming in again, David.
Guys, thanks for having me. Appreciate
you. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right.
When we come back, AGT, America's Got Talent.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Some great, great performances last night. We have an Olympic update. Hang out with us.
You're listening to The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton was in Ohio giving a speech on the economy and calling Donald Trump dangerous.
Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
As she was speaking, Trump's Twitter timeline was blowing up.
The Trump team has put out a flurry of so-called white paper statements attacking Hillary Clinton, hammering her economic policies, her temperament, even accusing her of laundering money.
Case closed against Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps. Maryland officials say the swimmer has completed his probation for drunk driving.
In Los Angeles, two wildfires continue burning.
The American Bar Association has given Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland its highest rating.
The International Olympic Committee and World Sporting Federations held a
summit in Switzerland to discuss athletes and doping.
There was a terror scare in Belgium 3 months after a deadly airport and subway bombing in Brussels. The all clear was given when it turned out the man, now in custody, had cookies and salt, not a bomb.
Morning.
Oh, man, I popped my button again.
I'm just going to sit down.
I lost it. There it is. Okay.
Man,
I'm sorry, guys. Hey, you know what?
Don't lose it.
Getting huge.
I eat my feelings, okay? It's been a rough couple of minutes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It is 7:35.
High today of 102 degrees.
Couple of accidents to report. We've got one at Coors Boulevard South at Paseo del Norte. Also, an accident at Menaul Boulevard and Broadway Boulevard at I-25. That's your look at traffic. Will you keep bringing
out the best in me? Thanks again to David.
Heck yeah, man.
Showing up.
That dude is so great.
Doing some great things for the kids. Love helps kids. This Saturday evening, we'll be out broadcasting live.
Hey, if we didn't make it clear enough, it's a fashion show with these incredible children who were diagnosed with cancer.
Gosh.
They're going to be dressing up as their favorite superheroes, and they're gonna walk, you know, the runway, and it's going to be a fantastic time to just, man, I don't know what the correct term is. I don't want to say honor, but just, dude, to give them some encouragement and to shower hope and love and affection on these kiddos. That's why we're there, you know. The museum's going to be fun. The elevator and the animatronic dinosaurs, that'll be cool. But really, it's an event to bring hope and encouragement to these children.
And the parents as well, because I can't imagine.
Right.
I do not understand what it's like to find out that your child has a disease like cancer.
Right.
I can't even comprehend that. And my heart goes out to those parents. And to see the smiles on those kids' faces come Saturday evening, as a parent, I would imagine that would be amazing.
It also puts things in perspective.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my kiddos play sports, and sometimes things go your way, sometimes things don't. And it's like, and it's just a game, it's just a team, it's not the be-all, end-all. And it really does put things into perspective. Mm. Hopefully, for some.
Yeah, it definitely should. So, the Natural History Museum, downtown.
We posted a link on our Facebook. All the information you need to know can be found just by following that link.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, well, yesterday we had an interview.
Just fascinating.
With a celebrity. Her name was Lynn Whitfield.
Dude, she's been in a lot of movies. Thin Line Between Love and Hate, man. Martin Lawrence. Martin!
Jaws the Revenge.
She was in the Josephine Baker story. She was Josephine Baker.
Was that Murder, She Baked?
No, that was... different kind of baker.
Oh. What? Now, there was one person on the live line, and so there might have been a few people out there in the Starmie that thought we were being a little hard.
What?
On Lynn.
After the interview.
Because after the interview...
Wait. You just said we, but I was, like, defending her to the end, man.
True. It was probably me that was being a little hard on her. Because I got super bored.
So if you didn't hear that yesterday, she wouldn't let us talk, okay? And it's not that... We have,
like to hear ourselves.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it at all.
No, that has something to do with it.
We started the interview, and she just talked for 10, 11 minutes straight.
That's an exaggeration.
Are you kidding?
I mean, come on.
Well, I have the proof right here, my friend.
Okay.
Dang it.
I have...
Lynn!
Of course, we're not playing back the whole interview.
No, we don't have time. No, there's not enough time. Show today for that.
But, man, if you missed Lynn yesterday, this is what happened.
Good morning. It's David Levin at Wise Brother Media, and I have got Lynn Whitfield for you.
Awesome. Yes.
Hold on 1 second, guys. And you're on with Lynn.
Lynn!
Hi!
Hello!
Welcome to Albuquerque, Lynn Whitfield.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me in Albuquerque.
Dude, I got to say, we are very, very excited to talk to you. This is a show that has been on my radar. First of all, I want you to know, like, right off the bat, we are a Christian radio station. Mm-hmm. And so we're rocking this show about a Memphis megachurch that's, like, secrets and lies. And I'm
yeah,
like,
well, it is a family drama
okay.
of highly ambitious people. Interesting. Actually, at the core, really good people who have lost their way, which so often happens when you have so much power, because this church is a non-denominational church, so it doesn't really have to answer to anyone, you know?
Tell us about it,
Tom. And it all becomes extremely entertaining and, you know, cliffhangers of how this family negotiates through all of the challenges of actually finally having to face some of their truths, you know?
Oh, man. I mean, family is the most
important. And so it begs the question, which is really important right now, as
she's
you said.
She's going to let me talk. I just know.
You know, the church can get into this whole thing of saying, looking at the rest of the world and judging.
Well, I heard Oprah.
Oprah is in it, as you know.
Yeah.
She recurs in it. She plays.
Wow. Right. I'm sorry. Do you keep hitting your cheek?
You know, it looks at family themes like unforgiveness, which is such a big deal.
Yeah. Well, if it's any
you've got to have that personal relationship.
Oh,
to be able to have that one-on-one discussion, you know, and hear what right steps are.
I completely.
It's our journey.
Yeah.
To hear God's voice.
Well, it's such a dangerous place.
Just another person. We have to be able to hear what's being said to us in the moment, in the day to day.
Okay. Lynn.
I think that's what it's about.
Just bless.
You all keep that message going.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
What I certainly believe in. And I just so appreciate you supporting our show and having me on.
Whoa. Lynn, are you there? Lynn? Yeah, that was a little montage, a little summary of our interview yesterday.
So for those of you saying that we were a little hard on her, I disagree.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how many times I seriously thought maybe like sometimes when you're on speakerphone, you can't hear the other person, so maybe she just didn't hear me trying to talk.
No. No, that's not what happened.
We got a live line person says, the interview with that person has caused me to change the radio station twice now. You guys are killing me.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Starmie.
Another says, no, make it stop.
Yeah.
It's over. No more going backwards.
Yep. Let's hope these interviews coming up in the 8 o'clock hour are going to be a little better.
I feel like today's are going to be good. We actually got a few questions for Kelly.
Good.
Okay,
on
cool.
The live line. And if you guys have questions for Kelly, who's a former WWE diva.
Yeah.
Or Carol
Razamanza.
Radziwill. Radziwill from Real Housewives of New York City.
Yeah.
You can totally text them.
Pouring out of that show. Man.
Yeah?
Just dripping with
the
drama.
The word on the street is that you had What Remains ghostwritten by Bill, the big guy from the Atlantic.
Oh, Carol.
Okay.
Don't engage. Yeah, I guess all the girls are jealous of Carol because she got a ghostwriter or something, and she said she didn't get a ghostwriter, but she did. Man.
I don't even know what this stuff means.
Is that... Okay, is that for her book? Like that?
Yeah, her book.
The one that came out a couple years ago?
No, this girl.
Or is this a new book?
This is a new book. I think.
Currently working on a series of books.
Okay.
Neato.
Yeah.
All right.
To somebody on the live line, they actually chimed in and said, ooh, Kelly. They wanted to know who her favorite female wrestler was of all time. Trish Stratus. I'm not asking that question.
What?
It's like the very first line on her Wikipedia page.
Really?
She attributes her wrestling career to,
Trish
Stratus.
You gotta ask it, man.
No. Stratus. I'm not asking it.
What's Wikipedia? What if it's not right?
Here's the thing. If you can Google it and find the answer within 3 seconds, it's not worth asking.
Yeah, but maybe they want to hear
I'm
it
winning
out of
a
her
Peabody,
mouth.
Okay?
Yeah, he is. He
I'm
knows.
Winning a Peabody with
That's
this interview.
They want to hear it come from her.
Interesting.
Kelly.
Not Steve-O.
From WWE's Divas.
Interestingly enough, Trish Stratus is in the news discussing a possible WWE return.
Ooh.
That came out today.
Who's that?
that's, I guess she was a wrestler. I don't know. I got out of the wrestling game before all the diva stuff.
Hey, it's never too late to jump back in. It's
what I always say.
We get together for the pay-per-views, which is fun. It's fun stuff.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been invited yet. Okay, let's switch gears. AGT.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear the update.
All
AGT happened last night. It was a good episode.
I do need to say this, though. Disclaimer. If you're a certain individual that I saw this weekend that kind of complained about Dex ruining AGT for you, now's the time to tune out.
Spoiler alert.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll start it off here. I got three highlights from last night on AGT. We'll begin with a 62-year-old singer.
Okay.
She, just to give you a brief story, she has tried to make it in the music industry for decades.
Okay.
She's 62. This is really her last shot to make
it. This is it. Final one.
And she is nervous.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Ronnie Martin.
How old are you, Ronnie, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 62.
Wow.
You look good.
You look like you're 62.
You're in good shape, Ronnie.
Thank you.
So, are you married?
No.
Okay. You have kids?
No. But I have lots of nieces and nephews and godchildren.
Okay.
I love them all. Yes, I do.
I'm single.
Just saying, 62 ain't nothing but a number.
And do you work?
Okay. I work a 9-to-5.
Doing what?
I mean, that's like 3 years younger than Mariah was, right?
An assistant. At a law firm.
Yeah. Okay, and why are you here? Do you sing?
Yes.
Over the years, you tried to get a record deal, I presume?
You know, I was close, and it just didn't happen.
And look, the whole point of this show is,
close.
For me, it doesn't matter how old you are, if you've got it, you've got it. Is that how you're feeling now?
Absolutely. Before I lose it, I need to get it.
That's right.
Okay. Well, Ronnie, best of luck. I hope it goes well.
Thank you. Let me pull it together.
Here we go, guys.
Hit it.
I like her.
I like her, too.
No. She's not doing anything.
Turn down the bed. Turn down these voices.
Beautiful.
Inside my head.
You are such a sucker for this show.
Lay down with me.
I don't get it.
And tell me no lies.
Judges are shaking their heads.
Just told me close.
Like in a good way or a bad way?
Don't patronize.
Simon just stopped it.
Why'd you stop her?
She wasn't that good.
Ronnie, I don't think that song was right for you.
Okay.
I would like to do something different now that wasn't pre-planned in our scripted reality show.
Stop it.
I have a natural woman.
Yeah, should we try that?
Okay.
I mean, come on.
You can't fake this.
You can't fake this, really?
Done your kiss. Oh, yeah. Help me.
Okay. You are such a sucker.
Now I'm no longer down for what I'm living for.
Sing it, girl.
And if I make you happy, I don't need to do more. Cause you make me feel. You make me feel like a natural woman.
Oh, yeah. With that said, she moved on to the next round.
Nice.
And she would not.
Dex, look me in the eye. Look me in the eye and tell me you don't think that was scripted. You don't think that was scripted?
It crossed my mind. There's no way that you can tell when they scripted. She couldn't get up there and act that out.
So they just happened to have both arrangements.
No, if you're a singer, you have to have two or three songs because there's a chance the judges might ask you to do another one.
Uh-huh.
I've looked it up. I felt the same way last night. I'm thinking, is this staged?
Yes, it's staged.
Staged. You can't stage
it. It's a reality TV show.
You be quiet.
They're on like season 73 of this, and they're like, what are we going to do now?
Not true. All right, let's move on.
He stopped that band with an authoritative hand.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he held it up.
He's got all that American Idol experience.
He said, hang on. Hang on.
That must be.
And the band went,
gosh, man.
All right, how about this girl? Janya Brown, I think that's how you say it. She's 14 years old. And
did that say Jana?
Well, I think it's Jana.
Okay.
I think. Well,
J-A-Y-N-A.
Jana. I really, really want to hear what you guys think of this young lady, because I think she's pretty special.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. And who are you?
My name is Jana Brown.
And how old are you, Jana?
I'm 14.
Oh, wow.
Jana.
And Jana, who is the person you look up to most?
My mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was such a surprising answer.
Steve-O?
Oh, man, mom's crying. She didn't see that coming.
And Jana, what are you going to sing?
I'm going to be singing Summertime.
Great song.
Yes.
Good luck.
Wait, like DJ Jazzy Jeff?
No.
In the Fresh Prince?
That's what I thought.
I think she's going to do really
I did too when I first watched it.
Summertime.
This is not the right summertime for her. Stop the music.
Knock it off.
Stop it. I'm sorry, this is the wrong pick for you. You should be doing DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
You're ruining
obviously.
It. Stop it.
Oh, I'm ruining it.
Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. One of these moments, you're gonna rise up singing. And then you'll spread your little wings and you'll take to the sky.
Nice.
But seven
14 years old.
Oh, with daddy and mommy.
Yeah.
You. Mommy standing back.
What did you guys think, huh? 14 years
here
old.
Here it is, the groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance. It has got to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance. Come on. That would have been like, yeah, girl, summertime. Wooka, 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 what?
I think she was great, Dex.
I guess.
Thank you.
Whatever. But what about the groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, slow mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. She could have done both parts. It would have been a huge hit.
She made it onto the next round.
Yeah, she did good. Whatever.
All right, our last and final clip from America's Got Talent last night. Man, this girl, she had a story. She was diagnosed with cancer. She's 16 years old, and you probably you see her short haircut. It's because she was going through chemotherapy and had to shave her head. And now it's in remission, and she's following her dreams.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Callie Bevier.
Hi, Callie. And where are you from?
I'm from a really small town in Ohio. It's called Grand Rapids.
And how old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
16 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. Please tell me she's doing summertime.
No, she's not doing summertime.
Please, please,
stop it
please.
Right now. She's not doing summertime.
Oh, man. DJ Jazzy Jeff. Come on.
You know what, Steve?
Fresh Prince.
Why would he, why would he be on the show?
What?
DJ Jazzy Jeff. Why
no,
would
that's
he
the
up?
Song. It's summertime.
No, I get
by
that.
DJ
we,
Jazzy
but we covered
Jeff
it. They didn't do
Prince.
That show.
I mean.
They didn't do that song at all on the show. That would be a terrible showcase of talent.
Yeah. I just feel like it showcased some flavor.
Stop it.
Make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream them aloud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm more.
Steven, stand up right now.
No, I am not.
You are crying. Are you crying or sweating?
Because I popped my pants button again.
And I don't really care if nobody else believes.
She's singing to me,
like
guys.
A small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion.
Yeah! Pretty good, huh? 16 years old.
Simon Cowell standing.
He's crying.
Cancer survivor.
Guys.
Man, I wonder what he's going to do.
He's going to give her the golden buzzer. You already told us.
No.
He told us.
He doesn't do that.
Ruin stuff. Sorry.
He doesn't do that.
You know, you have gone through an obstacle far greater than anybody much older than you could even imagine going through. And then you come to this point and you make choices. And you made the choice of singing that song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your fight song.
Yeah.
And it was so heartfelt and so inspirational. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you so much.
It was amazing. Your tones and the way that you fell off the note was just on point.
I don't really like her that much. Let's fast forward her.
Okay.
Your spirit, the choice of song, your voice, I think you're really special. I've just got this really incredible feeling about you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I really do.
Real
that
deal.
Means so much coming from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Means a lot coming from Simon.
I think everyone in this room felt it. And I think that, look, you were nervous. I could hear that. But, you know, you get past this stage, I predict great things are going to happen for you. There's something about you.
Because I wrote the script.
Stop it.
Because I'm the executive producer.
Oh, my, what is he doing? No.
And we'll rock.
Ah! He just hit the golden buzzer.
You are such a sucker.
He just hit the golden buzzer. She's
going on. You have chills right now. Are you crying?
She's going right through the live stream.
He said, I'm going to guarantee you a shot, little gal.
That's right. That's right. Golden buzzer. Man, I had no idea.
That's the nicest thing he has ever done.
Oh,
that was incredible.
Just beautiful.
Just no one talk.
Beautiful.
No one.
It's my fight song.
They make reality. You are the reason reality TV shows exist.
Can we both have that as a fight song?
It's your fault.
I'm with you, Dex. Can I start coming over and watching it with you?
Heck yeah, man.
Awesome.
There you go. H-E-T. Amazing. I think we got one more week, and then we start. I think we start the live show.
Man, we gotta get ready.
No more AGT clips until somebody does "Summertime" by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
All right, we gotta take a break. Actually, let's see here.
Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast.
When we come back, WWE superstar Diva, well, former Diva Kelly will be joining us.
Is this thing on?
Oh man, we're really excited.
Yeah.
On the phone, we have former WWE superstar, Diva Kelly Kelly.
I'm going to call her by her real name.
Barbie?
Can I call her Barbara?
I don't know. They didn't tell me. I think she's still going by Kelly Kelly.
I don't want to presume.
You know what? Let's just ask her. Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Okay, Steve-O and I were
You just called her girl.
We were just talking before we picked up the phone. We're like, does she still go by Kelly Kelly?
No.
Do we call her Barbara? You just asked me that.
I said, can I call you Barbara?
Yes, of course.
I just wasn't sure what, you know, it's like, dude, former WWE Diva Kelly Kelly is the way that it was told. And I'm like, but she's much more than that. I'm calling her Barbara.
That's not what he said.
That's what I said?
Not at all.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much.
We are, not only are we excited, but our live line blew up with text this morning when we said we were going to have Kelly Kelly on the show. So, yes, people were losing their minds. We have so many questions from fans and listeners.
Well, we had a lot of shows in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so I remember that very well.
We actually had somebody chiming in saying, man, you got to be careful. People loves them some Kelly Kelly. There's actually a listener who chimed
they
in.
They did.
They drove all the way from Farmington, New Mexico, They said, a little story about Kelly Kelly. I was on the aisle seat at a WWE event when Kelly Kelly appeared. I was literally smashed up against the railing. Hair got pulled as people crowded and climbed just to get a look at her. She is very beautiful. Us New Mexicans love them some Kelly Kelly.
There you
That's so sweet. I love hearing stuff like that. That's awesome.
Hey, when you guys are traveling through different cities, you know, say you're in Albuquerque, do you guys ever have some time to hang out and, you know, see the city?
You know, it depends. If we were there, if we had like a Monday Night Raw and we were like didn't have a show on Sunday, we would, you know, definitely try and go to like a nice restaurant or, you know, stuff like that, or maybe like a nightclub after we were done wrestling, you know, because we like to not always have to just make it about work and like flying in and out and not really get to see, you know, what the cities are about. So we definitely try and do that. So
that's cool.
I'm sure we did in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm sure we did.
Yeah.
Dude, seriously. A lot of people chiming in wanting to know, of course, about WWE. And so I wanted to get through, if we could, a couple fan questions real quick.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. One chimed in wanting to know what your favorite match of all time was to watch, maybe from backstage or as a fan.
Okay, that's a good one. I would definitely have to say probably SummerSlam when it was the Divas Champ 2011. I was facing the Phoenix at the Staples Center, and it was just so awesome because I just won the championship. I was, you know, defending it at SummerSlam, which is another huge pay-per-view, and I had my mom there. I had my now husband there. And the crowd was so into it, and they were chanting, and they were excited, and I feel like we definitely gave them a show, and everyone, even in the back, was like, oh, that was awesome, and I just feel like from when I started to when I had that match, like, it was just, like, coming full circle, and I was like, you know, I'd proved everyone wrong, like, I'm not just some model who's coming in here, like,
right.
I really trained, and I really wanted to be the best I could, and I feel like people saw that, so...
Somebody,
like that was one of the best matches I had had.
Speaking of matches and proving your talent, somebody chimed in wanting to know your thoughts on the current situation of, quote, the Divas, because, you know, they mentioned that at WrestleMania they changed it. It's no longer Divas. Now it's like female wrestling. And where do you see that going, if you will?
I mean, I feel like it's definitely a different time, a different era. It's not really... It's more about the wrestling, which I think is great. I just feel like even though there was a lot of models and stuff like that, we still were like, you know what? We want to be considered like wrestlers. We don't want to just be like, oh, they were just models and they, you know, every night. And we're like, we're going to give it 110%. We're going to make this crowd, you know, like, I mean, that's where I was coming from.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to let, you know, people think or try and put me down because I was not a wrestler. And you know what I mean? Even people like Charlotte, she wasn't always a wrestler. She was a gymnast. Like, it's not like she grew up and was, you know, her dad was in it. Like, but there's, I just think it's funny that people are like, oh, it's so different now. And it's all about wrestling. And I'm like, I just feel like you can't, you know, poo poo on the time we were there because we gave it as just as much as, you know, the girls are doing now. We, you know, we gave it our all.
Amen.
You know, it's just a different time.
Absolutely. On the phone with Kelly Kelly, also known as, you know, your real name, Barbara Blank. I'm going to call you Barbara from now on. That's it. I'm just calling you Barbara. Do you like Barbara or Barbie?
Kelly,
what do you prefer?
Kelly Kelly.
I like Barbie. I just feel like, you know, Barbara could be my grandma's name.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
It's just more sophisticated, I guess.
Barbie it is. So here's a question. You are on a great new show, actually, that is into its second season. I want to talk a little bit about WAGS because all of us in this room are Christians, right? And so all three of us are married in here. And so with marriage comes a lot. It's a challenging relationship. We always talk about how it's so rewarding and yet so difficult. Now, you are taking it like tenfold because you're a part of this series where, you know, you are a wife, you are married, but then there's also these girlfriends, and it seems like some of them are just stoked to be the, you know, the wife of or the girlfriend of you know, insert celebrity name here. How much more difficult is that when you're putting a marriage into a reality show and it's kind of on display? How difficult is that?
I feel like me and my husband have found like a balance within the show. You know, we go on the show, we have a good time, and we're comfortable with the cameras, and we just are ourselves, you know. So either you love us or you hate us, and it is what it is, you know. And but we, especially this season, you know, I'm planning my wedding. Our wedding's featured on the show, so I'm super excited for people to see that.
That's cool.
And kind of the highs and the lows of what it takes and the ups and downs of planning a wedding, which is not the easiest of things to do, and things fall through, and you got to just figure out what you're going to, you know what I mean? You just kind of got to play, you know, and by the seat of your pants kind of thing. You just got to go with the flow, and, you know, and then I get back into work too. So you'll get to see, you know, after we get married, me kind of getting back into work. And so you get to see a different side of me. It's not all like cat fights and drama.
There you
know,
go.
You'll get to see more of, you know, how I am and, you know, with my husband, and I'm excited for people to see that.
I wanted to ask you, Barbie, you know, do you ever feel like when you get into these fights with these other wives on the show, do you ever feel like just picking them up?
I know, you're like, I was a diva.
Body slamming them?
You know, and I feel like that's why a lot of the girls, like, when things go down, they're like, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't have said that because he could really kick my butt. And I make it known, like, look, guys, I used to wrestle for a living. Like,
the theme music starts.
You don't want to go there.
That's incredible. Titantron entrance music.
Yeah, they should have your music ready to cue.
Fire just starts, just pyro everywhere.
Incredible.
Exactly.
That is amazing. And, I mean, you also have an advantage in that you're not just a wife of a sports star. You yourself were a sports star, you know? So,
yeah. I feel that's why I feel like I bring a different dynamic to the show and why I was so excited to do it, because I was like, I want people to see that it's not all about, like, you know, who you're married to and all that. Like, I had my own career before my husband, and I think that's what made us, you know, so great together, is that we understood each other's schedules and what it takes, you know, to be in a relationship like that when we're both on the road and stuff like that. So I was excited for people to see that a different side, that not all wives and girlfriends are, you know, we have our own thing and stuff like that. So
I'm so glad you're bringing that up, Barbie, because, you know, obviously, as I mentioned, Christian show, and so often I think our identity can be wrapped up in something. Obviously for us, it begins with Jesus. But then after that, whether it's a spouse or your children or your job or whatever it is that you identify this culture, it becomes so big that what happens if, I mean, God forbid, the marriage falls apart, a kid gets sick, you lose your job, whatever it is, and you can lose your identity. So thank you for standing up and saying, hey, women, we're not just who we're married to, or we're not just whatever this is. Yeah. So I commend you for that, because it is difficult, especially in this culture.
Man, it's
it is, and I've always, you know, even doing this show, I always have in the back of my mind, like, you know, I have stepdaughters and my husband, so I always have them in the back of my mind, and I always want to be very respectful of them, and, you know, they do watch the show, and my family, too, so I always like to, you know, I always, you know, some girls will do things where I'm like, oh my gosh, I could never do that just because of, you know, I want to be respectful, even though I'm on a reality show, you know, that's just who I am. And I was raised that way. So, you won't always see me do the crazy stuff that these girls do. I'm like, oh, no. Stay out of this one.
There you go.
So maybe you can be a voice of reason sometimes.
Exactly.
Within the reality.
High road.
Perfect. Well, season 2 kicks off, June 26th, right?
Yeah, this Sunday.
All right.
On E.
Right after the Kardashians.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbie, or Kelly, for talking with
us. You were amazing. For your time. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I mean, come on.
Huh? Yeah, you know what?
Oh,
good job, man. It was good.
Don't good job me. We're a team.
You know?
Good job us. We're a team. It's a team effort.
I meant good job on booking.
You handled it.
Booking the event.
You handled that interview.
Booking what is interview. Happening with cheeks hitting
buttons? No, I got this.
Buttons.
Guys, I've figured it out.
Okay.
We asked them to never let anybody be on speakerphone. And I realize now why they probably ask people to be on speakerphone. It's because apparently if you reach some level of celebrity, you have no idea how to operate a phone on your cheek.
Or
you
okay,
can't handle it
how about
anymore.
This? How about this? What if it's
over.
Because
you just lose it?
You're supposed to be on speakerphone because your publicist is with you so that you don't say anything crazy or stupid, right? So that they can always like kind of help you out. So what if it's because now that we're giving the stipulation like, hey, no speakerphone, it wrecks the interview. They're holding the phone out so that the buttons are like opened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be.
And it could like,
it's either that or it could be our booking agent.
Going, eh.
Maybe doing something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's like Morse code, like you have 3 minutes.
Yeah, we need to talk.
I think our booking people were trying to protect us.
Maybe.
I don't think these people know how to operate a phone on their cheek.
I don't know.
They're probably used to having a robot ear or some other type of wireless technology that I can't even imagine.
Yeah, could be.
Because they're celebrities.
I'm going to apologize already for how I'm probably going to repeat myself with our next interview, Carol.
Yeah.
Well, because Carol's got... It's so much backstory to
right.
her. I feel like it really can be super interesting. Like somebody on the live line even brought up, don't members of her family have a connection to the Kennedys?
Yes.
And they do.
Yeah.
There's so much, like, we can get into some crazy stuff with this gal. She's probably just going to want to talk about her stupid reality
probably
show.
Probably not. I don't think
we can talk about the real
so
stuff.
So her husband passed away in 1999, but she was married to fellow ABC News producer Anthony Radziwill. He was the only son of Stanislaus, okay, and his wife, Lee Bolvier, the younger sister of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. So, yes, so her husband passed away at age 40 after a 5-year battle with cancer. So,
wow.
But that's it. I want to talk about that identity because here we have this Real Housewife of New York City and most people only know her as that.
Yeah.
And yet she has a Peabody, which is pretty much the greatest award you can get in media.
Yeah, she's one of the greatest journalisms of our time.
We sound very
intelligent.
Just sounds so smart, man. You just did it. You did it.
Journalisms.
Yeah. She during the war on Afghanistan, she spent 6 weeks in Kandahar, embedded with an infantry unit of the 101st Airborne Division. She produced segments for an ABC TV show called Profiles from the Frontline. She's
Love
won
that.
Several awards, including 3 Emmys, one for a story she produced on the landmines in Cambodia, and a Peabody. So I mean,
Sam, let's talk about
but we
that.
Know, but all we hear is, oh, she's a Real Housewife of NYC. She's probably going to be hammered at 9 a.m. in the morning. And it's unfortunate.
Good morning.
Okay, well, I mean, Sonia Morgan, everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Her co-star.
Yeah, coming up at 8:30, we'll talk to Carol Radziwill from Real Housewives of New York City. But she has just an amazing career as a journalist, and we'll get to talk to her about that at 8:30.
Man, I'm so
good booking
excited.
Job. Good just, booking job. Giving you props, Steve.
You're doing great, Steve.
Doing great.
Stop it.
Doing real good. Hey, no sarcasm here today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
No, I'm being for real, too. That was a good interview.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
She didn't know how to operate a phone, but that was
hey,
a
good
interview.
Hey,
what's going on with that?
People are blaming Dexter on the live line. Tell Dex to stop hitting those phone buttons with them sausage fingers.
Guys. It's not me, I promise.
Sure.
It's not me.
Trying to sabotage the interview.
Sabotage!
Somebody else said, that's why Dex will never get a Peabody.
Come on. You know what? We didn't get a chance to read all of the comments from the live line about the AGT segment we just did.
Man, so many people.
Steve got roasted.
I got straight roasted,
Would
man.
Would you like for me to read some of them out loud?
I mean, I
probably, yeah, you're ruining the segment every week, and people are upset.
Yeah. Let's see. How about turn off Steve-O's mic the next time you go over AGT? Steve-O, you ruin everything. I think it's funny that Steve-O loves the Real Housewives of whatever, but not AGT.
I like this one. I love that Steve-O is giving Dex a hard time about AGT being staged, but he's into watching wrestling, which is so not staged.
Yeah. Burn face.
Yeah, Steve,
thank you.
Should have to leave the room when you do AGT recaps.
Face.
Somebody did say Steve-O summertime, though. Mm-hmm.
I had two or three people hit me up last night reminding me to watch AGT.
That's
because
so
last
weird.
Week I didn't have a chance to watch it. I only got the clips. Because they look forward to that segment every week.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. It's really good. Thanks, man. I will say thank you because you just catch me up on a show I've never, ever cared to watch, and now I don't have to watch it ever.
See?
Well, that's my fight song.
Another good thing about it, I guess.
Guys, I gotta admit, sometimes I listen to The Peak or that other pop channel.
You?
And when that fight song comes on, man, I'm belting
this
it.
This is my fight song.
I'm like, yeah!
And to stay strong.
I don't know who she's upset at, but this is great.
I mean, yeah. You could... Your fight song could be anything.
I really could.
You could be battling anything.
But does she say "Prove Them All Right" song?
Wait, what?
Like, this is my fight song.
Prove
Take
me
Back My
right.
Life song. Prove Them All Right song.
I don't know.
Is that what she says?
Yeah.
Or does she say "Prove Them All Wrong" song?
Yeah, that's what she says.
Wrong song.
Mm-hmm.
That wrong song.
Okay, let's switch gears, guys.
Prove I'm All Right. Prove I'm
Prove
All Right
I'm
song.
All Right.
This is my fight song, Take Back My Life song, Prove I'm All Right song.
That makes way more sense. I was so confused. I was like, if she's fighting, why is she trying to prove them right?
Yeah.
I hear you, man.
Prove I'm All Right.
That makes way more sense, guys.
Olympic updates. Olympic updates. Will the Olympics in Brazil be safe? That is the question that is on everybody's minds.
The quick answer, no.
Sorry, I just ruined the segment. Did I just ruin it?
Yeah, just ruined it. Yep.
Do you honestly think it's going to be safe?
Hey,
can you
turn everything down?
Okay.
Why would you ruin this?
I'm sorry.
Look at me.
I'm sorry.
Look at my face.
I'm sorry.
Why would you ruin stuff like this?
I just, you know.
We don't have to ruin stuff. You know you don't have to.
No.
There's a decision. There's a choice to be made.
Yeah.
We don't have to ruin things.
I'm the ruiner.
All right, let's go ahead.
Okay.
Well.
Ask the question again. Go ahead.
Okay, he ruined it again.
I'm just saying.
How is that possible?
We're rejoining. Let's pretend like we're starting over.
You're on my wheel again. Get off of it.
Oh, sorry.
You're not the captain of the ship.
We had a guest commentator today. His name is Steve.
Gosh, man.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. I'm Bob Costas.
No, you're not.
Well, that'd be Chrissy's favorite thing in the world.
Will the Olympic... You know what? I'm not repeating
myself.
In
a word, no.
I'm going to shut you off.
Okay, I got to go.
A Paralympic athlete from Australia got mugged at gunpoint near her hotel in Rio on Sunday. Two guys stole her bike. Now, the question, is it safe in Rio?
Nope.
You got Zika. You got muggers. Thieves. What else they got in Rio? That's not...
They got that blue bird.
It's beautiful there.
Dude, that blue bird is vicious.
Yeah, really?
Isn't it a blue bird?
Movie?
Nah.
Like they got that bird.
It's like a toucan or a
is
macaw.
Is the bird about Rio, the place?
A macaw?
Or was that the name of the bird?
I think that was the name of it.
I never saw it.
Well.
This is my fight.
Hey,
I'm not done yet.
We got to come.
I'm not done yet. In other Olympic news, there was an Olympic torch event on Monday in Brazil that involved a live jaguar.
Whoa.
It escaped its handlers.
Oh, my gosh.
The military tried to capture it, but they had to kill it. They had to put it down.
Wow. So we don't hear about the jaguar story, but we hear about the gorilla story because that was America.
America.
Is anybody protesting killing a jaguar?
It's a Rio de Janeiro.
It makes sense that we would hear it if it happened in America because we live here.
Well, I mean,
if anybody in the Starmies planning on going to the Olympics, hey, let's just think about this for a second, okay? This might not be a good time to go. You can just stay home and watch it on TV.
I was watching
last night the Olympic trials for diving.
Oh, how'd that go?
Oh, man. I get hooked on that stuff.
Yeah?
Oh, the form just has to be perfection.
Man, they're Olympic
10
diving
meters
is
up.
No joke.
Oh, it's
not
beautiful
joke.
To watch.
He is no joke.
Yep. People trying to...
Have you guys ever Olympic dived?
No, I did 4 years synchronized swimming, but never diving.
Once Dawn and I were summering in Vienna, and I think we saw you guys there.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
Wait, you guys saw each other?
That's right.
Oh.
But do you remember because we saw you guys at the pool.
Yeah, we have a summer house there.
Okay. We were both doing triple axels off of the diving board. Triple axel double split
somersault
dive.
Half dive.
And then Leslie did the funniest.
Oh, man, I remember this.
She did a double aught axle jump dive face first into a belly flop maneuver as
with
a joke.
Roll. It was a roll twist.
So funny.
Yep. Gosh, those are good.
It
times.
Reminds me of the time we wintered in the Alps. And you guys were there. It was the fun. It's like you guys are just there. It's like we just show up and we're like, oh my gosh.
Glad you reminded me. I have to call my guy who's staying there.
I took care of it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I called and I said, hey, update me on the situation with the Toth's.
Thank you.
Chalet. And they said, here it is.
I'm surprised he knew that you were talking about us, because usually we say we're the Toth's, not the Toth's. So
no, he knew.
That's pretty
cool.
He
listens to our show. Oh, he says he likes to keep up with us in the downtime.
Hey, next time you talk to Peter, tell him I said hi. Oh,
I will.
Miss that guy.
Pietro.
Yes. Well, Pietro. He doesn't really like people to call him that.
Well, he does. That's his actual name. I mean, maybe that's why he listened to me.
Yeah.
He doesn't really.
Olympic update. Not looking well in Rio de Janeiro. Steve-O?
Speaking of updates, I have an update on our America's Got Talent segment. From the live line. A commenter says thus, I will say Steve-O has opened my eyes to a lot on AGT, and I have to admit I'm noticing just how right he is.
Wait a second.
They've picked so many people already that for sure will lose next round because they don't actually have talent, just a story.
Get out of here.
Thank you, Liveline. Thank you.
Welcome to entertainment.
Journalism 101, man. I'm here for you. Okay. I'm here for you.
Starmie, we have to take a break. When we come back, we have a real housewife,
Carol Radziwasma
of New York City. She'll be joining us next.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton was in Ohio giving a speech on the economy and calling Donald Trump dangerous.
Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
As she was speaking, Trump's Twitter timeline was blowing up.
The Trump team has put out a flurry of so-called white paper statements attacking Hillary Clinton, hammering her economic policies, her temperament, even accusing her of laundering money.
Case closed against Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps. Maryland officials say the swimmer has completed his probation for drunk driving.
In Los Angeles, two wildfires continue burning.
The American Bar Association has given Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland its highest rating.
The International Olympic Committee and World Sporting Federations held a summit in Switzerland to discuss athletes and doping.
There was a terror scare in Belgium 3 months after a deadly airport and subway bombing in Brussels. The all clear was given when it turned out the man, now in custody, had cookies and salt, not a bomb.
How did you know, man? This is my favorite song.
Remember?
Did Pietro tell you this?
Yeah, we played it that weekend we went up together.
Pietro is so sweet.
It is 8:30.
High today of 102 degrees.
Closed due to an accident involving a motorcycle.
Oh,
it's going to be closed for 2 to 3 hours. Manal Boulevard West between Wansaba Boulevard and Morris Street. You guys avoid that area. Again, it's going to be closed 2 to 3 hours for an accident involving a motorcycle. Manal Boulevard West between Wansaba and Morris Street. That's your look at traffic.
All play and no work makes me a happy girl. My yacht may have sailed, but my ship is coming in. I know I'm a piece of work, but now I'm a work in progress.
Real Housewives of New York City.
Why do you identify her as a reality star? She's so much more.
No, she's just a reality star now.
Okay. We're going to talk to her about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we talked with Kelly Kelly about identity, labeled a diva, she's labeled a real housewife.
She's, you know, Carol's she's got a lot to talk that. About, man.
She does. I'm excited, man.
You know, the girls, the ladies, the real housewives, I think they're kind of being hard on Carol.
The word on the street is that you had What Remains ghostwritten by Bill, the big guy from The Atlantic.
Aviva, you don't know what you're talking
okay.
about.
Booyah.
Yeah, you went through three writers.
Carol can't get beyond the gossip and the probing to understand that she just simply wasn't supportive. And she just simply wasn't kind.
Gosh, man.
It is so dramatic. That audience is just, I don't think they can breathe. They are gasping.
No. Oh, my goodness. It's just crazy. Good morning.
Goodness gracious. There you
Carl,
are.
Carl, how are you?
Oh, Carl.
Oh, Carl.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning. I have Carol Radziwill for you.
Hey, before we jump on the phone with Carol,
we want to interview you.
We talked to
I
know you weren't the agent on this interview yesterday, Lynn Whitfield. Did you hear anything kind of strange about those interviews yesterday?
We keep
with
getting
Lynn?
They keep pressing buttons.
Now, I was just I was talking about the fact that she didn't let anybody talk.
Stop it.
We didn't
Stop
talk
it right
the whole
now.
Time, Carol.
She,
or,
you know, she let you off the hook. That way you didn't have to prepare. All
exactly.
You had to do is say, good
right.
morning, yeah, and she talks for her.
Thank you, Carl.
Carl,
thank you.
We're thankful
we
for
are.
That. Okay. Ignore Dex.
How do you pronounce Carol's last name?
Radziwill.
That's what I say.
Radziwill.
Radziwill.
Makes me happy. I was right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
All right, I'm going to put her on now. She's getting bored.
Okay. Here we go.
Morning, Carol. This is Dex, Steve-O, and is Tao there today?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning, Carol.
It's early there for you guys, right?
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, 8:30.
Fair to Midland.
Yeah.
Oh, early for me. Yeah, okay.
How's the weather there? Because it's been hot everywhere.
Oh, it is, you know, typical hot and humid New York summer.
Mm. I've been to New York.
Mind. You know, we can't complain about it. We complain when it's snowing and freezing, and then so we can't complain when it's hot and humid.
You're right.
But we can. We can always complain, but, you know.
We get to go to New York in October for this New York Comic Con. We're covering that. And
so excited.
I hear October's a good time for New York.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's perfect because you get to, yeah, October is like, you get to wear like your leather jacket. Yeah.
See?
And you're perfect.
Carol, I'm really excited to have you on the show. We on the Morning Invasion here talk a lot about identity. We're a Christian format station, but, you know, we like to bring it and be real because, unfortunately, no matter what label you put in front of something, it's going to bring about a few presuppositions. And so you are quote billed now as a reality TV personality. But looking back at your life and your career, to me, you are a phenomenal journalist, author. So when you think about it, how would you identify yourself?
Oh, gosh. You know, I kind of still self-identify as a journalist and writer because that was my first love, my first passion. And I spent 15 years at ABC News. And then after I left, you know, I spent 10 years in publishing two books and then working on my third. So I guess, you know, that's sort of who I am and how I still sort of identify myself. But since I've been on the show for four seasons, it's quite, you know, it's quite a bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
I've never said, I don't, you know, when you fill out those papers for customs, you know, and it says occupation, I always write writer.
Right.
I never write TV personality. So I guess that's. There's the evidence.
So is it ever a bummer? Because a couple weeks ago, we had your girl Sonia on, and she was an interesting fellow.
Yeah, she was hilarious.
It was like, you know, 7 a.m. our time. I'm pretty sure she was already housed.
Yeah, with her
she
poodle.
Was the real housewife.
Yeah.
And so is I look at you and I look at your career and see you've won Emmys and you have a Peabody and you are surrounded by these other people. Do you ever look
are
at yourself and go, how am I on this? Yes, I am. Without saying it, yes, I am, Carol. You are lovely and wonderful and I adore you.
I don't know. I don't think of that. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm stunned. Yeah. I did have a very serious younger career. You know, my 20s and 30s. But I always think like if I didn't have that, I probably wouldn't have done the show. But the fact that I did have such a serious background, it made it easier almost to do the show because it was. I thought, well, this is quite a fun, nice balance to the seriousness that was the earlier part of my life. And I think, like all journalists, we're attracted to spectacle, and whether that is war or politics or, you know, a cultural phenomenon, you have to admit that the Real Housewives franchise is really a phenomenon. I mean, it's going on 10 years, and the ratings still continue to go up, which is unusual in a TV show. You know, curiosity gets the best of most journalists, and it certainly got the best of me. So I find Sonia particularly, you know, when she's not drinking to be really lovely and hilarious.
Yeah. She just needs to stop drinking.
Carol, I love you.
So when we talked to Sonya, she was talking about how she just got done binging some of the episodes. She's just getting caught up on all the drama, you know. Do you find yourself sitting at home watching yourself and all the drama unfolding and seeing what the other ladies are saying about you behind your back? Do you sit there at the house and go, oh, man, I'm taking notes right now. I'm going to make sure that I, you know, go after this one.
No, I don't, but I probably should.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Sonya binge watches it. That's funny. I don't watch. Well, I have to write a column, like that blog, every week. So they, you know, we get a little screener a couple days ahead of time. But I watch that. But I find it difficult to binge it or watch it on television. I find it difficult to see myself on TV. I'm just like, oh God, I said that stupid thing, or I looked. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't really like to. I don't think it's a good idea to really study yourself on television, because then it's sort of, it's like the Heisenberg theory. The study of atomic matter changes it. You know, you can't really quite study it without being changed in some way. So I don't binge the show or watch it that closely. I probably should watch it and take notes. But I do see it, and I do write my blog about it. But I just try not to study it too hard.
Carol, I know that you will not, because you are so humble, but I just want to point out the fact that you are on The Real Housewives of NYC and just talked about the Heisenberg theory, and probably one of the most brilliant people on the planet. So, amazing.
Well done,
you are,
lady.
You are amazing. And you're the only one who knows on that show what that even means.
I think when Sonya said she was binge watching, she just added the watching to the end of it.
Yeah.
Because we were definitely
She was definitely binging.
There was something going on.
Yeah. No, but let me tell you, this season you will see a different Sonya. She right about now, I think, she stopped drinking completely. She really took a break from drinking, and I think everyone was really, really pleased and proud of her, and I think it was at the insistence mainly of Ramona, and I think Ramona was a good friend to her in that respect, and she's very funny and very clever and sharp. She does have a relationship with alcohol that doesn't really suit her, I think. Yeah. And I don't even know if it's like how many drinks. I think she could have like two or three wines and she just sort of falls off the cliff there. So, but she has not been. I mean, I haven't seen her much since we stopped filming. But I do know that during the course of the season she was. You know, she took a break, and that was really nice to see.
That is good. Carol, you are amazing. We're excited. Yeah. I know your time is limited, and we want to respect that for sure. So I have one more question for you. You live in New York City, which obviously the greatest city in the world. You are a journalist. You are a writer. You are now a phenomenon on this reality TV show. So you've done so much in your life. Is there anything that you haven't been able to do? I mean, because you seem like somebody who would just go after.
I haven't had a baby.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's time. Let's do this.
Wait, let's do this.
Come on.
No, I think I have like two dusty old eggs left. If I could find them, I'd better off scrambling them and eating them. I don't know what I would do. Gosh, I don't know. I'd love to get back. I would love to, you know, travel much more than I do. I don't really have that many regrets in my life about things that I haven't done.
Yeah.
And I don't regret the things I've done either. You know, I think, you know, even this show is an experience, and it's been sort of, you know, a crazy experience that maybe one day I'll write about.
That's fascinating. It's incredible to see how someone that's had such a, I guess, like a storied past as you, you've done so many crazy things that other people would probably, we dream of, and then we'd be too afraid. We wouldn't even have the courage to attempt them. It's fascinating to be able to see that. But then also, it's like a regret is not having as, you know, like a baby. That's something, it's cool to see how we all kind of, we put a lot of stock in the same things, you know.
Yeah, I think everyone has their own journey to go on, and you know, I honestly, I wasn't someone who grew up or was thought about having a baby when I could, you know, this is my husband, so it's not something, you know, there's no regret in not having a kid, but then, you know, it is the one experience, you know, now I'm at a point in my life where, you know, I can look back a little and reflect. And it is, you know, it is a profound experience. And, and one that one that I won't have. But, you know, it's all good. I've had a lot of other experiences.
That's incredible.
Good stuff. Carol, I would like to offer you one final experience before we go. We are covering New York Comic Con in October, as I mentioned, and you being a journalist, I'm sure. Up acting a fool for their favorite superhero, and
it's true.
Telling you, you got to experience it.
Oh, really?
With us.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll be filming the show then, so maybe I'll tag
there
along
you
with you.
And
that would
gosh.
Be wonderful.
Bring the cameras. You guys will have a cameo on Housewives.
I would love it. Thank you, Carol.
Carol, you've been great.
Yes,
thank
incredible.
You so much.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right,
bye.
Have a great day, Carol Radziwill. Yeah,
another good one.
This is why people connect with reality shows. It's
right.
Because beyond all the scripting and the ridiculous drama and the life situations that we can never understand, Sonia, two poodles and the cat.
Good morning.
Completely different interview than Sonia Morgan.
At the heart of it, we all have these similar things, you know, like the one great adventure she hasn't been able to be on yet was have a baby. And then I'm sitting here looking at her resume. You know, she's winning, like, the Peabody for all this stuff where she was, like, on the front lines over in the, you know, Middle East and all this.
Think of all the things that she could do because she didn't have a family. She didn't have kids.
Right. She basically, it's like you said earlier, she's like Lois Lane in real life.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now she's on a reality
show. She was very sweet.
I didn't connect the Lois Lane thing to New York Comic Con. I failed us, guys.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to make that happen. She's gonna film with us.
Man, I gotta jump on this Real Housewives of NYC.
I'll tell you what.
I have not watched it yet.
I'm a fan of Carol. She sounds like an amazing woman. Mm. She's done so much in her life.
Yeah,
very cool.
If you're tuning in, I'm a fan. My wife and I watched Beverly Hills in Orange County, so we've never watched any of the other ones. There's like seven different housewives. I got Dallas and New York and Miami and Atlanta. It's crazy.
You're crazy.
So there you go. Thank you. The live
line. My favorite part was when she pressed a button with her chair.
I don't know what's going on.
I feel like that was Carl doing it on purpose.
Right?
That was Carl going.
I think it's our phone system, honestly. Because that
okay. Can we go back in time?
Do we have a ghost?
To the part of the interview where Carol said. The one thing she hasn't done in her life is have a baby, and Dex, your reply was, let's do this.
I didn't mean it that way.
It's all about phrasing, my friend.
I didn't mean it. I meant she needs to jump on this. She should start because she's...
Just shut up! Just shut up!
Goodness! Let's do this!
I tried so hard not to train wreck that interview. I wanted to so badly. Mm-hmm. My insides were going crazy because you said that. And gross. I just wanted to point that out. But then I thought, you know what? She's better than that. I'm not going to college radio this with her.
Oh, man.
Just with you guys.
I love how you knocked everybody else on the show. But, you know, made her out to be this incredible.
She's incredible!
Being.
She was embedded in Afghanistan with
the
101st Infantry.
We've only talked to one
she
other girl
on the
show. She
worked with Peter Jennings.
Look, there's one, two, three, four. Okay. There's five other ladies there.
Uh-huh.
You don't know anything about.
Yeah. Do we have to talk to all of them?
Yes. Oh, we're going to now. It's my favorite show.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just kidding. I can't wait to go home and just start watching.
Let's see. We'll find somebody.
No.
Every season.
Well, once we become. You know,
is there a fire?
Oh, it's a fire alarm.
They're testing fire alarms here.
Once
guys,
we become staples of the show after we film with her in October,
it's not going to happen. They always say that.
No, it's going to happen.
They will.
Once that happens and we actually
it's
become a
happen.
Part of the show,
nope. You know how I know it's not going to happen? Because our girl Allison Porter she became a star and forgot about
guys,
us.
Guys,
that's true.
Other show I did for many years, every time we talked to a celebrity, we would always ask them, hey, when you're in town next, will you please come in? Not one person ever did.
No.
Ever.
We didn't ask something as boring as, would you please come in? We said, would you like to join us on an adventure in New York?
We didn't invite them to our house. We invited ourselves to
their house.
Yeah.
That's how
you do it.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get in contact with Carol.
I bet her address is on Google.
Yeah, we're BFFs.
Hang on. Listen.
That's good.
I left something in the oven. And it's still there. I feel like that's a smoke alarm going
off. Yeah,
that's
good right there.
Should we go outside?
Johnny? Not Johnny.
Are we
Panda.
In danger?
No, Panda, gotta... check the oven.
We're okay, guys.
Panda.
We're fine.
Let me speak to you, Panda.
I think I'm going to play music bed behind us.
Man. I don't know if she understood that.
You two are so ADD.
You want to do some more news?
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to find my girl Carol on Twitter. There she is.
Oh, gosh. Don't follow her on Twitter.
Too late, man. I hit the follow button.
Coming up at 9, we're going to talk about a transgender teen male who is beating all these girls in track and field.
Because he's racing with the girls' track and field team.
Yep. And
how is that
pretty
fair?
Split down the middle. You know, there's
really?
A lot of people supporting this transgender, and then other people are saying it's not fair. It's not fair.
You can't. The way
don't
you said
say
that,
it like this transgender, way, like it's like he's some kind
like
of like
this affliction.
Yeah, like or a monster or something like that.
The way some it's split down the middle. Some
like
are approving of the leper.
You say
no,
it like this.
That's not what I meant.
No, you say it like this. The way some people are supporting this person.
Yes, this human.
Thank you.
That's
yes.
That's probably yes. Why because we're talking so much about labels that you know it's weird.
You know.
This person.
Yeah, so 9 o'clock, we'll talk about that, and a new beauty trend as well.
Oh,
sweet. The nation.
Did you see it on Real Housewives of NYC?
You know what? I did, but
oh, good,
it wasn't NYC.
What was it?
Atlanta.
Oh, no. You need to stop watching these shows, man.
Maybe it was Orange County.
When are they going to do Real Housewives of South Bend, Indiana?
I don't know if that's a thing.
They've already done it.
It's a cool town.
No.
Let's do some headlines.
Oh, oh now you poked the bear!
Man. Just sore.
Why are you sore?
From last week still.
We're going today. Hope you're ready.
Oh, no.
Joe's ready. Amy's ready.
I got kidney stones, man.
I know you got to work them out.
Wait, Amy the talking monkey from Congo?
That
Amy,
came out of
hungry.
Nowhere.
Amy.
Second Congo reference
Amy,
in a month. I feel
hungry.
Like he should get his mic cut for that.
I'm just saying. Huge fan.
A new study found that from a financial standpoint, the top 5 states to retire in are Delaware, Michigan, Indiana, Maryland, and Florida.
No, wait, Florida?
It's in there.
Gosh, what is wrong
I think
with
that it's because you're close to death anyway, so you might as well get on down there. Yeah. And the worst to retire in, Hawaii.
What?
You want a vacation there, you don't want to retire there.
No, that's not what I heard.
What'd you hear?
My uncle George, he owns property in Hawaii.
Now, did I meet George when we did the autumn trip to New Zealand?
You know what? He was there. Yes, you did, Uncle George.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
He seemed like a cool guy. I don't know why he would just throw out misinformation like that.
He has a summer home in Hawaii.
You know
Hawaii.
What, though? He's set in his ways. Yeah. And when you get old, that's what happens.
I was thinking about purchasing a home in Hawaii, but he told me I could just stay at his house anytime.
Okay. That's fine. But you're not going to retire there.
No, well, I would. It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. But I would really like you to view our home in Iceland.
Oh, man.
It's like just up in Helsinki over there. Just, I'm talking immaculate.
Gosh.
Just beautiful.
All right, I'll have my people check
we'll
in.
We'll do that. A 24-year-old drunk guy in Ohio got arrested earlier this month after he couldn't figure out how to turn off the alarm on his home security system.
Oh, no.
Then he argued with the cops when they showed up, and he tried to lock them out.
That's pretty good. Was he successful?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was arrested. Said that at the beginning.
Can somebody just, I don't know.
Somebody check the oven,
stop.
Panda. Beans can't handle that kind of responsibility. Bernie Sanders accidentally went to the Republican lunch on Capitol Hill yesterday. He is turning into Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm. They are melding into one
gosh.
Real person.
Oh, love it. Love it.
Bernie David. Larry Sanders. LeBron James' 11-year-old son, LeBron Jr., already has college scholarship offers from both Duke and Kentucky. He's 11.
Yeah.
And LeBron isn't happy about it. He thinks it should be a violation to recruit preteens.
It does seem a little ridiculous.
A little bit overbearing.
When your dad's LeBron James,
who went straight into the NBA out of high school.
I've heard of him.
And if you can go on YouTube and type in LeBron James son. Oh my gosh, you should see this kid.
Yeah?
Yeah, think of Landon, but
does he look like Landon?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just identical.
Fascinating. Just fascinating. It reminds me of the time that I spent a spring on the tip of South America.
Man.
And it was neat because it wasn't as hot as you would expect because you're closer to the South Pole. You guys were there. Do you remember we walked out on the beach and it was like, what are you guys doing?
Yep, we have friends down there.
And you had just purchased a new fully insulated wetsuit.
Yeah.
And there I was, just flustered, standing in shorts with a sweatshirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, this is not the way to swim here at the tip of the world. And so we had to go and just take care of stuff. Steve-O, how come you don't jump in? When did you go on vacation?
January.
Where did you go?
Right now in my mind, I'm trying to figure out how to best, tweet Carol.
Get it together, man.
But like also like go, hey, so what do you guys think? This is what I got. Thanks at Carol Radziwill for a peek into your life. See you in October for Comic-Con.
We'll have to include
what do you think?
Category.
Hashtag.
When we go back to Vienna, we'll have to include a category in our quote card game about this.
Well, I'll have to ask Pam and Ted about it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if they're going.
Yeah, they said they're going.
It's incredible.
Should probably check on that.
You should. A list of the best movies of the year so far includes Captain America Civil War, Deadpool, Hail Caesar, The Jungle Book, The Witch, and Zootopia.
Okay, I'm down with that.
How many of those have you guys seen?
Just a couple.
I've seen Cap, Deadpool, The Jungle Book, and Zootopia. I want to see Hail Caesar, and I'm a little afraid of seeing The Witch.
That looks scary.
But as a feminist, I feel like I have to because supposedly it's an allegory for the feminist plight.
No,
Leslie and I were in Germany right before Captain America came out, Civil War, because it came out over there before it hit theaters here.
Right.
And so when we were there, we were with Jen and Brad.
Oh, neat.
And man, talk about a good time. The theaters are so different over there.
You
get back massages.
It is interesting.
In the theater.
The way they do things so differently across the pond.
Yep.
Now, did you guys go, did you do Leipzig or were you, like, did you do Luxembourg?
No. Because
we always stay in Luxembourg.
We're more Heidsfield.
Why?
You been there?
No. Should I?
Yeah.
I mean, we were thinking about going down to, like, Stuttgart, but I don't know.
Well, Rittenberg is very good, too.
Okay, you made that up.
What has happened?
We're just talking about how rich and powerful we are, Steve-O. What are you
doing? Get it together, man, okay?
Michelle Obama started a Snapchat account yesterday, and she announced that she's shooting a carpool karaoke with James Corden.
Oh.
There's no air date yet.
Wonder what she'll sing.
I don't know, because I thought artists sang their own songs. I thought that was the point.
Well, when Barack and Michelle came down, last week? We went to the Caverns. We met up with them. She was talking about trying to stay relevant.
Right.
So she didn't
That's
know if
a
she
great
wanted
way.
To she wanted to do something from, the top 10 hit list right now, or she wanted to do something from the 70s.
Careful saying hit list with their name in it.
Well,
just careful. I'm just saying now. We haven't
made a joke about that. That's funny you brought that
did
up.
Did you record it?
She said good thing Brock wasn't listening.
Oh my goodness. Former WWE champ Roman Reigns was suspended for violating the company's drug policy. He apologized and owned up to it, but there's no word what he was taking or whatever. I did see something about steroids. I did a little investigation this morning.
Huh.
I don't, and, so, it, and it was speculation.
Hold on. Do they drug test the WWE wrestlers?
The wrestlers?
Do they do that?
Yeah, dude.
Do they really?
Yeah,
of course
they do.
I thought they were all on steroids.
Hey! Gosh, here we are talking about identity. You just presuppose that all professional wrestlers are on steroids. It's actually only about 87%.
Okay.
Don't listen.
Gosh.
I didn't know. I honestly didn't know that they drug tested them.
Man.
Such a man?
Yeah, that came out weird, too.
Such a man.
Such a man.
We gotta go to break.
Okay, good.
Gosh, my side is just killing me. I think I have kidney stones, guys.
You know what we need to do? Consider a spring trip to Prague. It's close to Germany. from the Czech Republic.
Okay.
Beautiful there. Just beautiful. I think
I'll talk to Carol in the fall and see what she thinks.
What is he talking
about? He's trying to relate to us.
I feel like I'm listening to a peasant.
Yeah. Sorry.
And I am just a rich nobleman with so many horses and so much experience, and I just can't relate at all.
All right. When we come back, transgender is the topic. Oh, goody. Hang on.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Am I no? You're ready. I'm ready. Yeah, okie dokie, yo. Is that true? Yes. Okie dokie, yo. Is that
9:04 on this beautiful day.
Oh yeah, beautiful. High today of 102.
Let's take a look at traffic, see what's up. Looks like the activity that was going on due to that motorcycle accident has been moved. Somebody actually texted us on the live line and said that that happened last night. So they apparently this morning were still investigating.
Wow.
No other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic.
New beauty trend sweeping the nation.
Little out of the ordinary.
Pimples.
Pimples.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you heard that right. Pimples.
Acne. If having pimples makes you fashionable.
Nice.
Then call me Ellie McPherson.
It's Ellie McPherson.
Believe it or not, the hottest trend in Fashion Week in Milan.
Wait, will you say that again?
Milan, Italy, right now is acne.
Oh my God.
A designer named Moto Guhuhahuna
okay.
had makeup artists give all of his models pimples.
Is that true?
Before they walked down the runway on Monday. No one was quite sure why. And
I'm sorry.
Hey,
who
don't
was
look
the designer?
At me for answers, guys, because I don't understand.
No, I'm looking to the designer. I would love to speak to him. What's his name?
Moto Gumahunaha.
Hey, is that true?
Look at this, guys.
Whoa!
Look
yeah.
at that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's true.
Beautiful.
Okie dokie. Hey.
Beautiful. Sunburn, a little sunburn in there.
No, that's acne.
Man, that's bad.
But, well, these were put on them.
That's bad acne, guys.
No, that's not. That's makeup. You just said it's makeup.
Yeah, you can take medication for that. They have some really good
Dex.
Face soap now. You can
shut
buy
your mouth, Dex.
Some good stuff. I was bullied when I was younger.
You were
they called
bullied?
Me pizza face.
Are you kidding me?
I swear. I had acne really bad.
I had acne, and I took Accutane, and that stuff was no joke.
It worked?
Yeah, but...
Whoa.
It worked too hard. It worked too much.
What do you mean?
Yeah, like now they're trying to link it to clinical depression.
Oh.
In certain people. And a buddy of mine took it, and he actually did get very depressive
while he was
after he
it?
Was on the medication.
Oh, wow.
There was a few years ago, there was a kid that actually committed suicide.
Oh, no.
And they tried to establish a link then, but I don't think they ever could conclusively prove that it would happen. But that stuff, man, you were more sensitive to sunlight. Like, you had to put on like double the amount of sunscreen because it was, if you were pregnant and you took that stuff, it would kill the baby.
Man.
So it was.
That's nuts.
It was nuts.
Yeah. I got acne before any of my friends did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a tough time for me because they were all laughing at me and making fun of me.
Buddy.
And then they all got acne together. So I was...
Jerks.
My acne went away, but then they all got acne together, and then I was by myself.
You laughed at them.
No, I didn't.
You took the high road.
I wasn't like that.
Okay, breaking news story.
Okey-dokey.
Our girl Angela Brower from KOAT. She did a feature on us once when we caught a bear. No pigs.
Caught a bear.
We poked the bear.
But this one's real. And feel like it's worthy to tell our audience.
Well, let's try it.
A prisoner busted out of a transport van window on the way to court this morning in downtown Albuquerque. The police are trying to figure out who it is. They don't know which inmate is on the loose, but there's an inmate.
Do they not have a list of inmates that were in the van?
Yeah, 10 minutes ago on her Twitters, officers and deputies are reviewing lists right now to determine which MDC inmate escaped. They have them all off the... all off the bus. Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that update.
I just, you know, thought you could use... Yeah, okay.
All right, Teo is the one who brought this to our attention.
It's Teo.
Teo?
Mm-hmm.
The floor is yours. The air is yours.
Actually, I think I want to go with... I want to go with Teo today.
Teo.
Teo Tadeo. Will you say that for me?
What?
Teo Tadeo.
Teo Tadeo.
Thank you.
Okay. We're gonna hit the streets with Teo Tadeo.
Ooh, that sounds
it's good. Out on the streets.
I Teo, like that.
Tadeo, are you there?
Okay, so this happened earlier in the month. And it actually happened in Alaska. In Haines, Alaska, a senior sprinter, whose name is hard for me to pronounce, Nadafin Ice Wenyuk or something, made history at Alaska State Track Meet, becoming the first transgender student athlete to compete individually for a high school state championship, according to the Alaska Dispatch News. Now, as you might expect with any, well, you know, quote, progressively historic event, there was some controversy.
I have a clip. Let's listen to some of this here.
13 seconds after the gun sounds, the fastest 3A girls in the state cross the finish line of the 100-meter run. Haines' Nadafin Wenyuk is among them, but Wenyuk's story is different than any other runner at the state championships. She was born a male. Nadafin and her coach declined to comment on this story, but outside the stadium, members of the Alaska Family Council gather to voice their opinion.
It is not fair and it is not right for our female athletes, and we have a responsibility to protect our girls that have worked really hard, that are working toward college scholarships.
Wenyuk was the third seed in the 100-meter race coming into the weekend, just missing the cut, Hutchison senior Saskia Harrison.
I'm glad that this person's comfortable with who they are and they're able to be happy in who they are, but competitively I don't think it's completely 100% fair.
Well, I think that's an overgeneralization.
Alaska Schools Activities Association Executive Director Billy Strickland says the ASAA doesn't have a statewide policy for transgender athletes.
Sit!
Instead, they leave it up to schools to decide if an athlete can compete in a gender-specific sport.
We didn't want.
What do you guys think about this?
I mean,
thoughts?
Really?
585 Live.
I was going to say, yeah, let's open it up to the...
You can text us. You can call us at 338-3700. You have a boy who is or did transition into a girl and is now... playing sports against other female athletes. Good morning. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, hey.
Go ahead, man.
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
The Morning Invasion, the radio station that you called.
The Morning Invasion. I'm calling for Steve-O and Matt.
What's up, Morgan?
Morgan.
Morgan.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, this is Jordan.
Jordan,
are you okay?
Hi, Jordan.
Today?
What's up, buddy? Yeah, you sound just like my buddy Morgan.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Talk to us. What's going on?
I'm just calling in for an interview.
You know what? Hang up on yourself.
No.
What? You guys need to let me in on these things.
Jordan Felice.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I legitimately thought I called the wrong phone number right now.
No, you did not.
Did Adam put the wrong thing? I'm like, what is going on right now?
Did we have an interview?
Yes, we had an interview.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
Oh. What?
Sorry, Jordan.
I don't see it here on my list. Let me see.
No. Teo, this is your boy! Like, this is my boy.
I was like... Sweet mother of Lord. I was like, oh my goodness, what did I just do right
you
now?
Just called, you just called like our listener like call-in line, so we're just like telling a story, and we're kicking it, and we're like, what's your thoughts on this story, caller?
Yeah, we just jumped into a really,
hilarious timing, Jordan, seriously. So yes, you are on with us. Welcome to the Morning Invasion.
Oh,
Steve Oteo, and Dexter.
What's going on?
Oh, man. Okay, so...
Give us some backstory there, yeah, Taylor.
Okay, so Jordan Felice here just had, like, the number one Christian song of all time last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called The River.
My kids sing it all the time. They performed it at their end-of-year ceremony.
I text Jordan a video.
Are you serious? Did you? Oh,
I sing
man.
It to him.
I'm sorry, Jordan.
But, yeah, so he... You actually played in Albuquerque fairly recently. You were over at Sagebrush with the Big Daddy Weave tour. But
yes,
you're going to be...
Was.
You're playing in... Colorado coming up, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, it's I believe it's Olathe, Colorado, maybe.
Yes, yeah, dude, yes,
night
totally.
Vision night Vision Music Festival.
Yes.
Wow, this is just awesome, guys.
This has been my favorite moment of all time.
Yeah, sorry.
Favorite moment of the show. Jordan, let's see. Let me tell you our interviews this morning. We talked to Kelly Kelly, former WWE diva, and now she's on a new TV series. We just talked with Carol from Real Housewives of New York City, and our boy Jordan Felice calling right now, taking us to the river.
Yeah. To the river. Oh, good night.
Yeah. I want to apologize, Jordan.
Is this your favorite interview already, like, of all time? Or
This is what it sounds like when it's not prepared.
It's really funny because I've got my one of my best friends, Joey Rotella, who Matt also knows, is in the band with me right now.
Yep.
And I called in and I'm like, this is like one of the first interviews that I'm like, I'm uncontrollably excited about because I get to hang with you guys.
Yeah.
But I cannot tell you how much fear was running through my body in the moment when I called this phone number because had no idea what was going on.
No,
this
is
either.
Incredible.
We didn't either, Jordan.
Yeah, what?
Who books this stuff? Oh, I do. Oh, my bad. This is
interview.
Oh,
this interview
sorry,
got, unfortunately, this morning... It wasn't posted on our interview
That's
sheet,
hilarious.
So Dex didn't have any idea, and we had just opened up a topic.
No, so we... Oh, Jordan, you just called at the best time possible.
Yeah, you caught it at just the perfect
so
time.
So do we want to let Jordan in on our story? And
I want to tell you
about
what we just started talking
yes,
about, Jordan.
Yes, Jordan.
You don't have to comment at all.
You don't.
We just started talking about in Alaska, there was a track meet, and somebody won, and everything was normal. Until we realized it was a girls' track meet, and the winner was a transgender boy who transitioned into a girl, and now all this craziness is happening up in Alaska.
So,
and we literally had just opened it up, and the
you
phone
were the
rang.
You're the first caller! Yeah.
And
phone lines are jammed.
Yeah,
to talk about this,
Liveline
completely blew up,
and you call
and the
in.
Phones are jammed because people want to talk about whether or not it's fair that a boy who's transitioning into be a girl should be allowed to compete with other girls. What are your thoughts, Jordan Felice?
No, don't make an answer.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh! So number one.
Oh,
Jordan, you do not have to answer anything about that question. Number two.
Welcome to the Morning Invasion.
You're playing Night Vision Festival coming up. There's a lot of great acts on the thing. Number three, why have you decided to bring Joey along with you on this journey?
Yeah, that's a real question.
Oh, man. Woo! I'm sorry. I'm still catching up right now.
It's
that
okay.
We are too.
Right
man.
We are. Tell yourself.
Man, that was good night. Man, I got Joey.
Okay. This is wonderful. Hey, man, you're never too far gone when it comes to us interviewing you.
Do you want to call back like later in the night?
No, Jordan's staying with us. We are doing this together.
Another interview sometime.
Oh, man, no. Joey is my road manager now.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so he comes out, and it's really fun, and just being able to be back on the road together, and I feel like it's just been such a blessing being able to be out with him again, and it's a totally different thing, because Joey used to be in the band that I used to be in called The Current Affairs,
right.
So now we're traveling, and he's, like, back on the road with me just in a different way, and it's really awesome.
That's awesome. I was going to ask you if he was playing bass, because I was going to say, look, I know you got Joey, I know Dave said if you ever need a bass player, but really, if you ever need a bass player, Apparently, our show can't get its stuff together.
No, okay. You know what?
So I might need a new job soon.
No. Listen.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I do want to ask you this, though, and like whenever we got the interview, this was something I did want to talk about. You've seen both extremes because you went, like, our first West Coast tour was with you guys, basically, and it was Waverly and A Current Affair and whoever else was there, and we were playing, you know, like the tiny little church basements and stuff like that, and now you're literally on the opposite end of the spectrum. You're playing at, you know, the K-Love Awards, and people are going nuts. You're playing at these festivals. Joey's putting up videos. You stop singing, and the crowd of thousands of people is just singing. You don't even have to do anything at that point. What's that like? What's that giant difference like?
Man, it's just overwhelming, man. You know, I feel like that's kind of been my word for the season of life that I've kind of been in. It's just really overwhelmed, and I think it's been an incredible time of just being able to kind of, like, walk down the path that the Lord is kind of guiding me down, you know? But I just so overwhelmed and by the amount of support, and I'm just so humbled by all that's kind of happened through my career so far. It's just been, it's kind of just been a breathtaking experience. And I know that, like, you know, Matt and I mean, we really were. We'd playing in, like, basements to, you know, 40 or 50 people some nights, you know, and it's kind of so crazy going from that and then coming over into this lane. But I think there's so much perspective and character that's built in the shows playing, you know, loading, you know, 300-pound speakers up a staircase of, you know, like, 40 stairs up into a church.
It's,
you know,
true.
There's, like, so much character that's built in that, and I wouldn't give up those times for anything.
It's funny for me.
So much learning.
Yeah, because, like, we see, like, literally, guys, Jordan had, like, your song went number one, and it was there for weeks and weeks and weeks. And the experiences that we had together, like, Current Affair had to drag the sound system around for our tour. And they would get there before everybody, and they would have to load in, like he just said, these hundreds of pounds, like, speakers into the venues, and then we would all get there and, like, work it up, like, connect everything, and there would be crazy issues, and it was nuts.
Man. I'll tell you what, man. Jordan, if you're ever feeling burdened, I know a place where you can go. Just to like, just lay down troubles, man, that are eating at your soul. I do. I know a place where like, mercy just straight flows, man. You know,
these are the
lyrics. And it just takes
just
those stains
right off the internet.
That just, you know, down to the river. Just down to the river, guys. I was doing down to the river.
Do you want me
There's
to
a
ask
river.
A real
those
question?
Those were words. That was words to the river.
Do you want that to continue?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, so
yeah, you guys go ahead.
You're doing. Are you doing a lot of festivals this summer?
We're actually on a run right now. We played, I think, 3 festivals, and then we did a closed event last night, and then we're playing a big youth conference in Kentucky tonight, and then we're playing another festival, or, like, I think we're actually playing, like, 4 or 5 festivals, and we fly to the West Coast, and we do 2 festivals.
Yeah.
Like, just festival season right now. That's, like, all that's on the books, and I think we're playing, like, almost 50 shows in the summer, so it's kind of crazy, crazy busy, yeah.
Man. And then I'm supposing you have big-time fall tour plans that you probably can't talk about yet.
Well, it's out on iTickets a little bit, but
okay.
But we're going out with Hurricane Country.
Wow, man. That's great.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be fun. It's going to be It's just going to be such a good tour. I'm so excited.
That's incredible, man. Well, we hope you have a great time at Night Vision. Sorry about the crazy mix-up this morning.
Dude, yeah.
Tell Joey I'm gunning for not for road management, but whoever your bass player is, tell him I'm gunning for him.
But real quick, speaking of mix-ups, what are your thoughts on a transgender boy-girl? No? Okay.
Don't.
All right,
just
never mind.
Thanks
for your time,
like
Jordan. Okay, cool, man.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan. You guys be careful.
Man. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye, buddy.
Right on, man.
All right.
Later.
See you guys.
biggest fail.
Favorite ever. Interview of all time.
Biggest fail I've been a part of ever. We just got off the phone with this guy right here, Jordan.
Oh, Felice. Man. Jordan Felice. My kids love,
this is
love Jordan. Love Jordan. They are crazy, crazy fans.
I told him to hang up on himself at the beginning.
You told Jordan Felice to hang up on himself. And by that point, I knew what was happening, but I was just sitting there like dumbfounded that I completely forgot I booked this.
I thought we were getting punked by a listener.
No, that was absolutely
so I felt like I was back on
phenomenal.
The edge.
Phenomenal. That was my favorite.
Wow.
Oh.
We have different definitions of favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan Felice, man. What a rad guy. Like, honestly, that was really, really, really cool.
The fact that he had such a great sense of humor.
Well, I would definitely say it has to do with the fact that him and Matt are actual friends in real life.
Yeah, so I've sent him an actual apology on his actual phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Just embarrassed.
Here's what's crazy. Like, obviously, Night Vision is coming up in July, mm-hmm. and we're in the process of booking interviews. That is one, I mean, just honestly speaking, that wasn't confirmed. Hmm. I've got one coming up on Friday, speaking of For King and Country, that is confirmed. So we'll be talking with For
got
King and Country.
Got that on your phone?
Yes, I do. That one is confirmed.
I want to make sure you put that on the list.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, I think it's because once it gets to a certain point, management takes care of it. Mm. And yeah, so I do know that I've got confirmation for King and Country this Friday to talk a little bit about Night Vision. But yeah, yeah.
Well, we were into a hot topic. I feel like we should wait till tomorrow and just push it off until, you know, another day. And I mean, this is a big
topic.
Well,
we already started getting a lot of response on the live line.
All right. Well, we'll take a break and we'll kick it back off again. We started talking about the transgender teen male who is winning.
He came in third in one of the heats.
Beating these girls, because he was a male, transitioned into a
let's
a
say outracing,
and he is outracing, or she is outracing, is what you know.
And this is going to be the reason why I wanted to talk about it was not to bash anybody or anything like that, but I think these are situations that we're going to have to increasingly navigate in the next few years.
Yeah,
because you know, it's we want everybody to feel included. Or whatever. But then, when you get down to brass tacks like this, it's like, oh no, what do we do?
Yeah.
In these little practical athletic situations.
It was 3 or 4 years ago, I remember, and we'll discuss more of this when we come back, but there was an MMA fighter who was a male that transitioned into a female and was fighting other women in the octagon. People were
a little irate.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton was in Ohio giving a speech on the economy and calling Donald Trump dangerous.
Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
As she was speaking, Trump's Twitter timeline was blowing up.
The Trump team has put out a flurry of so-called white paper statements attacking Hillary Clinton, hammering her economic policies, her temperament, even accusing her of laundering money.
Case closed against Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps. Maryland officials say the swimmer has completed his probation for drunk driving.
In Los Angeles, two wildfires continue burning.
The American Bar Association has given Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland its highest rating.
The International Olympic Committee and World Sporting Federations held a summit in Switzerland to discuss athletes and doping.
There was a terror scare in Belgium 3 months after a deadly airport and subway bombing in Brussels. The all clear was given when it turned out the man, now in custody, had cookies and salt, not a bomb.
9:35.
He said, I'm sorry, man. I said these cookies worth the bomb, not a bomb. Totally different. High today of 102.
No accidents to report at the moment. You guys are doing great.
Good job.
That's your look at traffic.
Before we were rudely interrupted by Jordan Felice.
Stop it right now.
Just kidding.
Make me feel bad. Oh. Yeah, sorry. I just... how to keep my job.
Man, that one just went right by me.
Yeah. It's because it's everyday verbiage.
totally. Second snort. Other one happened off air. Keeping track.
Oh, man. Sorry, guys. Oh, gosh. All right. We were talking about this transgender teen male who is beating girls in track and field.
Yeah. Track and field athlete.
What is she run? Is it the 100 meter?
Yes.
And she didn't get first or anything, right?
She captured third place in the 200 meter dash, 27.3, and fifth in the 100, 13.36. She also played for the girls' volleyball and basketball teams at Haines High School in Alaska. But the issue is Fairbanks, Alaska, Hutchinson Jr., Saskia Harrison, whose time of 14.11 seconds in the 100 meter dash left her outside of the 16 competitor cut for the class 1A, 2A, 3A field, took issue. And that's the girl that we heard in the audio clip we played earlier. You might want to play it again.
Yeah, we can play a little bit of that.
Yes, I was sorry. Okay.
Here's actual audio.
13 seconds after the gun sounds, the fastest 3A girls in the state cross the finish line of the 100-meter run. Haines' Natafon Wengyat is among them, but Wengyat's story is different than any other runner at the state championships. She was born a male. Natafon and her coach declined to comment on this story, but outside the stadium, members of the Alaska Family Council gather to voice their opinion.
It is not fair and it is not right for our female athletes, and we have a responsibility to protect our girls that have worked really hard, that are working toward college scholarships.
Wengyat was the third seed in the 100-meter race coming into the weekend, just missing the cut, Hutchison senior Saskia Harrison.
I'm glad that this person's comfortable with who they are and they're able to be happy in who they are, but competitively, I don't think it's completely 100% fair.
Well, I think that's an overgeneralization.
Alaska Schools Activities Association Executive Director Billy Strickland says the ASAA doesn't have a statewide policy for transgender athletes.
Sorry. So there you go. You kind of understand what's happening here.
Yeah. People on the live line chiming in. In fact, we got one from a high school track and field coach here in Albuquerque. Says, it would be unfair for a boy to compete versus a girl because boys physical faster and stronger. However, if this girl is only running a 13-second 100, she is extremely slow for a boy and wouldn't be able to compete with the boys at all.
That's true.
If she's winning, it seems to me, by not much, and isn't really superior to the girls in athletic ability, but I could be wrong.
So it sounds like a lot of the moms who have kids that are running and competing against her are upset because they're getting beat by...
But here's the thing. Okay, you know what? Here's what I'll take it to, because I can't, obviously... say, I know exactly how this, because we just don't. We flat don't. But I do have children in sports. And in fact, one of the hard lessons of life happened to my 12-year-old recently. Jack, my 12-year-old, was playing for the Hooligans on a club baseball team. It was a 12U team, meaning it was league age 12 years old. Next year, it's going to be 13U come the fall, right? Well, a lot of these kids on this 12U team are my size. A lot of them are. Jack Jeter has not hit that growth spurt yet, right? So Jack's one of the shorter kids on the team. He's not athletically built, blah, 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 whatever. Well, last week we received a phone call from his coach saying, sorry, man, Jack didn't make the cut. And he was cut from the team because physically he couldn't compete with other kids his own age, same sex. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, as much as it really stunk to have to tell my son that, because coach called me and then I informed my child, as hard as that was, that's the fact. The fact is he just wasn't able to compete at this level because they're going up, blah, 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 sure. Lots of stuff, tryouts, and other boys outplayed him on the field.
That's what happens.
It doesn't mean that they're cooler or better or wiser or whatever. It just means for that team in that moment, unfortunately, Jack didn't make the cut. And so it does seem unfair, because if people are saying, well, I mean, he's not that fast, or she, because it's a boy transitioning to be a girl, not that fast, couldn't compete with the boys, does it really make it fair for... I could never go, well, Jack didn't cut it at the 13-age level, so we're going to let him play with 11-year-olds. Yeah, he's 2 years older and, you know, whatever, but he's about the same size as some of these 11-year-olds, so we're just going to let him play down. No, you can't do that, because he's a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, though, if you look at, you know, and I don't know, if you compete in
how many times is a lot of times? Tell me how many times.
Well, if you compete in high school, girls aren't allowed to play with boys most of the time, right?
Right.
I mean, I've seen it before, but you see it in different leagues. I mean, in baseball, there's girls that play baseball with the boys, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems to be okay.
Well, of course, yeah. Equal playing ground.
Do we ever see boys playing with girls?
This is specifically a... No, you don't really ever see, like, I didn't try out for the girls' softball team.
Because, biologically, I mean, a boy is just... It's different.
Yeah.
I mean,
our physiological makeup is different.
Most of the time. I mean, there definitely are women out there.
I was going to say, Ronda Rousey would take exception.
There are women out there.
Holly, our local girl, Holly, would take exception.
A lot of girls at Jackson's.
I feel like she would beat you in an arm wrestling match.
There's a percentage, a small percentage of women, for sure. Yeah, I mean, they could take down most men in this world.
That's who I want. Holly, I know you're listening. I know you love the Morning Invasion. Our girl, Holly Holmes, she's local. If you're listening, please call the show, 338-3700. Because would she take a fight with a male who is transitioning to be a female? Would she fight? Would she?
She probably would, because she fights guys all the time in the gym.
She spars
every single day. Well, yeah, and they have full on You know, they compete against each other while they're training, and so I don't think that that she would have a problem with that. I don't think most girls would have a problem with that.
Well, it sure seemed like the girls within this track meet were saying it wasn't fair.
Because they got beat.
They didn't all get beat. The guy or the girl, I don't know how you say it. I'm trying to be PC, but I don't understand.
Okay,
the boy who's transitioning to a girl.
Let's say she was here right now.
Okay.
What would you say? Would you call her a he or a she?
Well, if they were here right now, I would probably call them by their name.
But you would refer to her as a boy or a girl if she was right here. I would think out of respect, you would say that she is a she.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
That's where this comes into question, because it is a female track meet. It was specifically for females, and this is someone who was born male who is transitioning to be a female but has the physiological makeup of a boy, of a male.
And genetically, a guy has more muscle mass than a girl, and if racing against a girl, a boy might have more advantage.
Yeah.
Now, she is taking, like, feminine hormones and stuff like that to decrease the amount of testosterone.
Now, they placed fifth in the 100-meter dash and third in the 200-meter dash. So it's not like this is a far superior athlete we're talking about that is just crushing the competition, but the girls were still saying, hey.
Who's they that placed fifth? You said they placed fifth.
Oh, my gosh.
The person.
The human being we're discussing.
Who, though?
Him, her.
Natafun.
They.
Natafun. That's the name.
How do you say it?
Yeah.
Ice. They go by Ice. Yes. So I'm just going to call him or her Ice.
Him or her. I'm sorry. I don't know.
This is awful, but this is the day and age we live in, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but for the purpose of the story, we're talking about a male competing with females, but this male right now is going through a transition because this male wants to be a female.
Mm-hmm.
So physiologically, this is still a male we are talking about, which is why this is even in question, because they are competing with the opposite sex.
On the live line.
I hate you so much. There are seven deadly words I can't say. Chip didn't say I couldn't say hate. I hate you. I didn't say anything.
Oh, man. He said so much.
On the live line, what if you're running a marathon and the winner came out and said, I used to be a cheetah? What would people think then? This must stop.
Live line!
Starmie, calm down, Starmie.
No! No!
Okay, so in real life, ready for this?
I can't.
What's going to happen in the local community if something like this were to happen? That's kind of why I wanted to bring it up, because... Yeah. I guess I'm just wondering. I'm like, what's the proper... What do you do?
Well, I know in New Mexico, we don't allow this to happen yet.
Yeah.
I think it's split. I think, you know, it's 50-50. There's some states
Live
that
line
accept
is
this.
Brutal.
Yeah. Oh.
Live line, calm down.
How about this one? Dex, slap yourself. DNA, it's a dude. Steve-O, slap Dex. It's a dude. Gosh! We got to chime in from a friend from Winter Haven, Florida. Good old Stefan said, wasn't there an MMA fight where a man who changed into a boy pummeled a female?
Yeah. I was talking about that before the break. What was the name? It was something Fox. It was transgender MMA fighter wants to fight woman in UFC. Fallon Fox, female transgender MMA fighter. And she's had MMA fights, and she was knocking girls down.
Right. Martha chimed in and said, totally not fair. I have a niece who is great in track. This would not be fair. Somebody else said, wait a minute. So he/she was only the third seed, which means that he/she was getting beat by girls anyways? Dang. I'm just reading exactly. Like, look, there's a lot of A's. Dang.
We have to clarify that we are reading responses from our listeners.
Yes,
so if you're listening and you're like, I can't believe they just
said that. We just got another one that says, Matt, slap Dex.
Matt?
Guys,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to slap anybody.
First off, you're telling me, Starmie, that you're texting in. As Christians.
Oh, boy.
We talk about this
about
all the
Jesus
time.
Jukas?
No. We talk about this all the time, how we're supposed to be... You know, the light, the love. And so if this person walked into the studio right now for an interview, you mean to tell me that you would still refer to her as a him? You would do that?
How would we tell this story otherwise? Because physiologically, yes, it is still a male. She.
Of course.
Sorry,
we know
she.
That. But she now, she now thinks that she's always been. A woman. That's
but she
how
was
they,
physiologically, she was born a male. Therefore, that's why the story is even national news, because of her physiological makeup. She is competing against other females who were born female. She was born male, as we looked scientifically at muscle mass and different things.
She's taking pills to where her hormones are more balanced, like a woman's would be. The testosterone isn't at the level that
I was
going to
say.
Here's
a question, because as we look at it, you know, you can take performance enhancing drugs, and we talk about testosterone and different things. Well, he was born a he, so he had a certain amount of testosterone.
Not anymore, because Teo just read that she's now.
Once you take these things, and it decreases, so would then she
levels.
Be in violation of a possible like wellness policy if they found more amount of testosterone in her? Because then couldn't she just fire back and say, but wait, I was born a male.
Well, I would think if she was taking something to enhance her testosterone, that would be
an issue. Here's why this is such a difficult story and why this is such a difficult conversation. Mm-hmm. This is what we're facing. And more than that, this is what our kids are facing.
That's why I'm brought in.
I know.
You never answered my question, though. If she was here in the studio, what would you do? Because
as with every single interview, I would probably just ask, hey, you. What do you prefer?
What do you think she's going to say?
What do you prefer? Like when we're talking to Barbara, do you prefer Kelly Kelly? There's so many stage names.
Yeah, refer to me as a boy.
Please refer to me. You know, if she said she, I'd say, okay. And
of course
I would,
she's going to say that.
But we would also, in context, bring up the issue at hand.
It would be very disrespectful if you refer to her as a male.
Yeah, but then you hear from other female athletes where their parents are saying, hey, this is disrespectful to my daughter who's trying to compete in
an
event.
Maybe they need to compete
against
harder.
Other females.
They need to train
okay.
harder.
Okay. You need Dex or Dale, slap him. Slap him.
I'm not slapping anybody.
Oh, please. Just being real right now.
So what this is we have, as a culture, we have taken the entire question and the entire, like, quandary, I guess is a better way to do it. The whole thing, the whole concept of identity, and we've elevated it, to this level now. And we're having, as a culture, we are butting heads.
Yeah.
Naturally. We butt heads over everything. As a Christian, we are called to love people for who they are, mm-hmm. unconditionally, as God loves us.
Yeah.
Well, right. what's hard about even that statement is on the live line right now, people are saying, but here's the real question. Mm-hmm. Are you who you think you are? Or who God created you.
Well, there you go.
You know, like this one. You know, I could think I'm Superman and try to fly, but that doesn't make it so.
Yeah.
Just saying. Are you who you think you are, or are you who you are?
Well, we are created by God and born into sin.
Right.
And then we come into relationship with God through Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And we're told that we are new creations. So now I pose the question back to you. Am I who I am, or am I who God says I am?
Right.
Because you can just flip that question over and over and over.
Well, you're right. And if we could, because we are righteous, there's therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. We are told we are a holy people. We are set apart. And we are made righteous by God, mm-hmm. not by us. So you're right, because that's something I still struggle with. Because I know, man, I'm filthy and I make mistakes all the time. I am a sinner. And then people go, no, stop saying that. You were. You are made holy. You are righteous. You are set apart. So you're right. We think we're one thing, but God says we're something else. But man.
Mm-hmm.
Defining that line, because are we speaking, as we keep going back, are we speaking physiologically? Because physiologically, this is a male.
Yeah, we know that. I think everybody understands that.
So then the very base question of, is it fair if he competes with female athletes? Okay, that's still an acceptable question. Is that fair?
What does the live line say? Or what is the phone call?
Oh, man, it's blowing up.
338-3700, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
So in spirit and in truth, to me, the Lord made this order, male and female. What happens when we start blurring his truth? Because now I'm having an issue of where in scientifically, physiologically, you can prove this is male, this is female.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to tell my kid? How are we going to confuse these kids?
Yeah.
We're going off of feelings so much, always feelings this. I understand feelings, but what, I mean, Proverbs says we're supposed to be holding ourselves. We're supposed to be like a city with walls, right? So I'm thinking that we're getting robbed, where our walls are down, our guard is down. We're letting this truth be taken away from us. Just my personal opinion.
Thanks,
dude,
man.
Thank you for
Appreciate
your thoughts.
It.
Yeah, thank you for your thoughts.
Somebody just chimed in and said, okay, but love doesn't mean they should be able to compete in a sport that they do not qualify for. Because it's a female, right? This is a female track and field.
So then this girl who used to be a boy should compete with the boys.
Here's what's awful about all this, is because this is exactly what we're seeing happening with everything. Thanks, lawyers. We're looking at the Second Amendment right now, and it's like, well, our founding fathers said it this way, mm-hmm. in this verbiage, exactly like this, and we have the right to this and this and this, to this exact verbiage, and it's becoming where we are, and this is why we're tiptoeing on this stupid conversation, because we have to be so careful with our words right now, because if we say the wrong thing, we're going to offend somebody. If we say this differently, and yet now we're looking at definitions of things. How are we defining a female athlete? How are we defining this sport? Because there are clear terms in sports. In sports, there has to be rules.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know there are balls, there are strikes, there are outs in baseball. I know that, you know, there's a shot clock in basketball. There are certain rules and guidelines that we have to adhere to. So within these guidelines, now we're going to have to, what, put in to the guidelines, this is a female athlete sport. Female athlete is defined as one who was born with ovaries. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my gosh, what? Like, we're seriously going to have to start doing that. Or we're going to have situations like this.
Here's the one thing I don't think we understand is how when you are transitioning into a male or a female, there are medications that you can take to lower your testosterone, to higher your hormonal level, so you can develop, you know, more like a female. So it sounds like to me that this person was doing that and it was really not much of a boy anymore because of the medications that they were taking. That's what I'm getting from when you transition.
You have to wonder how much more controversy would have happened if they would have won. If they would have won, it probably would have been like...
Yeah.
But I guess my whole thing is, yeah, we gotta go.
Man.
It's a tough cookie, friends.
Maybe we'll kick it back up tomorrow morning. I don't know. It's a pretty hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
Do some more research on it.
Live line, somebody just chimed in and said, hey, by the way, I identify as your Mormon pastor. Give me 10% of your income. thank you, Thebes. Thank you.
If you missed any of the show this morning, hit the podcast. We'll be up in just a little bit. iTunes, Google Play. You can go to star88.fm. Big Thursday show tomorrow. Huge show.
Checking to see if Carol tweeted me back from the Real House.
Did she do it?
Nothing yet, guys. I'll keep you posted. It's really important.
Love you, Starmy.
Love you, too.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.